the team they're playing tonight in Columbus that they're kind of used to. They're in the same conference. They play them in basketball, that sort of thing. Been a couple of years since they played them in football because the last 2 years Columbus has played Class B ball, and they're one of, if not the smallest Class A school coming back and playing a Class A schedule this year. And so a lot of times Kearney High, you take a look at numbers of students and things like that, they give up some ground to some of the other Class A schools. That won't be the case tonight. And it will be a couple of teams, I think, are pretty evenly matched here on the field.
Yeah, I think so too, Randy. You know, you look at the, you know, offensive lines and defensive lines from both sides, and then, you know, very comparable. You know, a little bit inexperience for them in the quarterback position, you know, and you can say, you know, Fish isn't, you know, real experienced. You know, he got a couple starts last year and everything, but, you know, both teams look very, very comparable, and I think you're right when we said it at the beginning of the broadcast that, you know, it's going to come down to what, you know, goes on in the trenches there. Who controls the line of scrimmage is going to probably end up winning this game.
And, again, big advantage tonight for the Bearcats. Usually a pretty good home crowd. The Rowdies will be into it, and it'll be a lot of fun here at Cope Coliseum, Cope Field. And if you want to come down and make it out here to Foster Field, Cope Stadium, then still plenty of time to come in. There's about 24 minutes till we kick this one off, and we really anticipate a pretty good matchup between the Bearcats and the Columbus Discoverers. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll continue with a New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. And we'll be back with more of the pregame show as we talk with Columbus head football coach Craig Williams right after this timeout.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. Misco's carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And we have a recorded interview back at the studios with Columbus head coach Craig Williams. So I think we might have to take another quick break, and the coach's interview should be coming up right after this.
We're back on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio, the opening night of the 2010 high school football season. Kearney High is at home to welcome in the Columbus Discoverers as they make their transition back into Class A, and we're joined by the head coach at Columbus, Craig Williams. And, Coach, I guess let's start there. Can you tell that there's a transition back into Class A after playing some Class B opponents the last couple seasons?
Yeah, you sure can. You know, our guys are after being down in Class B the last couple of years, they're really excited to get back and play in a Class A schedule. You know, we've really missed a couple of the rivalries we've had with the Fremont and the Norfolk, and even playing a Kearney. You know, we've had the opportunity to play them. I think the last two times we've played them, they've been ranked number one, and we've played them pretty tough. So, you know, our kids realize there's a whole new set of challenges out there for them, and so far they've really put in the time and been working hard, and it seems like they're up to the challenge.
We hear the word process quite a bit anymore in any sport, trying to get teams that have struggled back to maybe where you once were, and it's been a process at Columbus, but it looks like slowly but surely you guys are coming along. Do you see that taking another step this season?
You know, we do, and it always goes along with, you know, we can kind of see it in the senior class and how good they've been and how hard they've worked, you know, and you know, this is going on my fifth year now. 5 years ago when we took over, we had two wins, and then we jumped up to a 5-win season, finished 5-4, and narrowly missed the playoffs. And our third year, we finished 5-4, won the district, and lost in the first round of the playoffs. And you know, we were taking a step forward. Now, last year, we took a small step back. But, you know, our kids are determined that that's not going to happen again. And, you know, they've worked hard in this offseason, and they understand it. You know, the biggest thing is you got to – you got to get the team practicing right. You got to get them believing they can win football games. And nobody's more disappointed in only having 3 wins last year than our kids on the team and our coaching staff, because we were so close in about 3 other football games. We probably could have easily won 5 or 6. And these kids are determined not to let that happen again.
Talking with Columbus High football coach Craig Williams here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as they get ready to take on Kearney High tonight. Coach, let's talk about your team a little bit here before we preview the game this evening. You've got a lot of – coaches always like to have some big boys up front coming back, and it looks like that's where you guys are going to be okay starting on the line.
Yeah, you know, our offensive line, for the first time in a number of years, we've got we've got some size and some strength up there, and that's a credit to my coaching staff and assistant coaches and the hard work we've put in with the kids in the off season. And the kids have really bought into our weightlifting program, and it's gonna, you know, we're hoping it shows this summer. But we've got 4 kids that have some type of starting experience at some place on the line, and like any other high school team, we've had to shuffle kids around to fill in places. But we're only breaking in 1 new starter up there, and moving to the new defense we're running, we switched to a 3-5. So, and that was the reason for doing that is so we don't have to play as many kids both ways. You know, being the smallest school in Class A, we don't have the depth that some of the schools will have. So, for the first time in quite a while, we got a little depth up front, and we're going to allow our kids to play one way for most part.
If Kearney fans are looking for a kid that they'll probably see a lot of doing things, maybe on both sides of the ball again for you, it looks like Dylan Lushen is that kid. Tell us about him.
Well, you know, Dylan's a special football player. He's not going to walk. He's not a 6'4", 250-pound kid out there, but he's the best way to describe him is a football player. And he's been a starter on both sides of the football for us since he was a sophomore, and now going into his senior year. I think it sums it all up as a sophomore when we finally turned the keys over to him in the backfield the last 4 games of the year. He rushed for just under 700 yards in 4 games. So he's put up some big numbers in the last couple of years, and that's been with a line that we're thinking is not going to be quite as good as we have this year. So, but Dylan is – everything we do offensively is going to go through Dylan. Everything we try to do defensively is going to go through Dylan, and he's a captain and leader of this football team.
Columbus coach Craig Williams is with us here on our New Tech Seed pregame show as they get ready to take on Kearney. We'll talk about that quarterback situation, but you had a battle there. You're going to have a new kid there. You got a good line. You got a great running back. So I'm guessing we're going to see a lot of run call here on Friday night.
Well, yeah, you know, we've been winging the ball around quite a bit the last couple of years, and we've broken a lot of passing records and receiving records. But, you know, when you got a running back like Dylan, and we feel like we're very deep at that position, we've got a couple of younger kids that are outstanding also that are going to be able to go in and spell Dylan a little bit. But, yeah, you know, everything's got to go through the running back, and you got to give him the ball. He's got to have his touches, and you got to let him try to make plays for you. So, that's our plan. We need to go through. Everything's got to run through our running back position.
And what have you decided at the quarterback position for the first game?
Well, you know, we had a 3-way battle in the off season between a junior Jake Yak and a senior, a senior in Josh Kloppel and another kid in Drew Gay, and it was a heck of a battle in the off season all through summer, going to passing leagues and going to camps and watching them work out in the weight room. And Jake Yak's going to be our starting quarterback. He just brings a little bit more to the table all around. He's a dynamic kid. He can run the ball. He can throw the ball. He's not very big. He's only about, 5'7", 150 pounds. But, you put the ball in his hands and he can make some things happen. Biggest thing is, this is going to be his first start on the varsity level. So he's going to have a transition to make, of course, but he's been working hard, and so far he seems to be up to the challenge.
And, Coach, what do you know about Kearney? What is your biggest concern on this opening night as you face the Bearcats?
Well, you know, they're breaking in a few new guys too. I know they lost some good football players, but number 33 in the backfield is going to be a horse for them, and he was an outstanding running back for them last year. So we got to slow him down. And you know, the biggest thing for us is going into a school that has had a lot of success. They got a lot of tradition, and there's an aura around Kearney football that they predominantly been the best outstate school that in Class A, and our kids. You know, the biggest thing for us is believing they can go in there and get the job done. Now, it does help that the last couple times we played them, we played them very tough, and they were ranked number 1 at the time. you know, these kids at that time were freshmen and a couple of sophomores. So, you know, we're looking forward to our kids having this challenge set in front of them right out of the chutes, and I think they're ready for it.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time here on the New Tech pregame show on ESPN, and wish the Discoverers the best of luck this season. Good luck.
All right, thanks for the time.
You bet. Head Coach Craig Williams at Columbus is there ready for Kearney on opening night, and we'll talk with Bearcat head football coach Brandon Cool right after this break on ESPN.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. Misco's carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio, joined now by the head football coach of the Kearney Bearcats, Brandon Cool, as they're ready to get their season underway tonight against Columbus, a little bit new. Columbus, obviously, as we just talked with Coach Williams, back up into Class A, and they're, I know, excited, Coach, about getting their season going and getting back into that playoff mode where they'd been a couple of years ago. And for you, I know you're excited to get this group going and get back in the playoffs, but a lot of holes to fill in. And I guess as you enter this football game tonight, what's on your mind? What are you looking for?
Well, I think just like Coach Williams was saying, we're excited about getting our season started. It's been a long process here of getting guys prepared. It's always there's no off season anymore. We've been dinking around trying to get in the weight room and speed and agility stuff ever since the last season was over, so that's been a good scenario for us, and we've been really pleased with how the kids have responded to the weight room stuff and the speed and agility stuff. Back to the football aspect, we're tickled to death to get started, and there's no doubt about it, we got a lot of holes to fill because we were really senior dominant last year, and we were really senior dominant too deep with the exception of about a handful of guys that started for us. And we'll have a lot of young faces. This is the first year that we've started as many juniors as we're going to. We're going to start about six or seven different juniors out there, and we've never done that. We've always been a senior-dominant team, so we'll have some young faces out there. And then even the seniors that are out there, they're pretty inexperienced on the varsity level. So the key for us is to keep things simple, play extremely hard, and make adjustments on the fly.
Coach, when you enter practice, you've been doing this long enough now that you're going to have somebody different or a different way. Do you have to approach it differently when you head into fall camp, depending on what you have? And I guess most coaches say, yeah, you do. So what was different about the way you had to start the practices this fall?
Well, I think the key part is we're not going to be very big up front. So we've done some things offensively to kind of help us out. We're trying to get a couple guys, a couple hats on some defenders and see if we can't zone block a few more guys than we've done in the past and see if we can't get a little push and get those guys into those linebackers' laps. So that's a little bit new. We're probably going to do a little bit more shotgun, single back stuff, and you know, we'd like to work with that fullback a little bit more, but for this year's crew, we're going to probably spread the field more than we have in the last couple years. Defensively, again, when you're undersized like that, we're going to have to do a little bit more with our defensive front by the standpoint of slanting or giving the offensive front five a little bit of a different look as much as we can. So we're going to try to confuse those guys here early on in the football game. I think the one key aspect that we're going to be consistent on, which is good news, is our special teams. We've been very pleased with the special teams here the last couple weeks. Obviously, with Spencer Lindsay being the kicker, he's a dynamic one of the best ones in Class A, and we feel like that's a big advantage for us.
Talking with Brandon Cool, the head football coach at Kearney High, getting ready for Columbus. We talk about all the new kids, and there are a couple of names that we brought up when we talked to you on the opening day of camp. But now that the season is here, a lot of Zach Maloli, I imagine, on both sides of the football tonight.
Yeah, without a doubt. Anytime you have that type of game experience on your football team, you expect big things out of him, and rightfully so for Zach. He'll carry the ball a lot on offense. We'll put him in the shotgun back there with Taylor Fish. So that's a great combination for us where we can hopefully establish the run a little bit and then run some play action off of that zone movement or off of that play action look, and then come back and have an opportunity to throw to Tyler Shields on one side. We feel like we're very good on the other side with Jake Lundgren or Dylan Miller or Trey Young or Joey Green. And so we've been very pleased with the receivers aspect. But the guys up front just need to get some game experience under their belts and keep things as simple as they can.
Must have been saved by the bell time. When you yell Zach, how many kids come running, man?
I think the biggest thing is when Zach's carrying the football, it's how many kids run away from him because he's a bulldozer out there. So we've been pleased with him. He's a good leader for a football team. One of the hardest workers we've had here. And the key is for him to come out and prove that he can get it done in the Class A level.
You mentioned before that you just don't know a whole lot about Columbus because you haven't had the opportunity to play this group of kids. Coach Williams has liked to put it up in the air, but you got a kid like they have in the backfield as well this season. He's saying that they might have to run a little bit more. What about Dylan Lushen, and what do you do to slow him down?
Well, Dylan Lushen is one of the best, one of the top athletes in Class A. He's going to be a handful for us. Just watching some game footage from Columbus a year ago, and we're going to have to stop the run. If we don't stop the run, Coach Williams is going to continue to run it and run it right down our throat. And we would assume they're going to do that. They got an experienced offensive line. They got Lushen in the backfield, and so that's going to be a great combination for us. I don't see them changing a whole lot offensively from what they've done in the Class B ranks. Defensively, they are going to make some changes. They're going to get into a little bit of a 3-5, a 3-3 stack, and so that's a little bit of a different look than what they've done in the past. So we're hoping they still have some growing pains on defense where we can kind of attack them with some multi-formations.
Brandon Cool with us for just another minute here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, getting ready for Columbus. Coach, one of the rare times that you guys haven't been picked to be a top 10 team or be a district preseason favorite, do you have to say anything mentally to the kids that don't read into this stuff, or do you approach it any differently? Is it ever brought up?
That's a great question. We're just concerned about what we do and see if we can't make some improvements. I have talked about the media. In fact, I just talked about it last night at practice, that the key is don't read the papers, don't read what people say, don't hear what people say. And this is what we're going to do. This is our plan of attack, and if you execute it, we're going to be in great shape. So it's a simple football game. You got to be able to block, and you got to be able to tackle. You got to be able to take care of the football and play the heck out of the special teams, and everything else will take care of itself. But with a young, inexperienced crew, with a lot of varsity experience, we've spent more time talking to this group than any other group, and so we'll see if those talks have made a big difference come against Columbus.
First series, first quarter, I know you're going to be wanting to get a feel for what came out of practice and maybe something that you thought was going to work well and is working well. What are you looking for on the field in those first couple of series that you know, hey, we're going to be okay?
From the defensive standpoint, we've got to do a good job of maintaining the trenches with those 6'3", 6'4", 250-pound guys that they're going to have up front. Columbus, this is kind of their biggest offensive line they've had in the last few years. That's a big concern. And then, obviously, Lushen pounding away at us. So we got to be able to stop the run. On offense, anytime you put in a new defense, you only see a certain amount of stuff in the soap scrimmage. In fact, it's probably pretty vanilla in the soap scrimmage. And they didn't show us a whole lot except for their base stuff. And very concerned about them doing a lot of twisting with those defensive tackles and bringing those inside linebackers. So those would be the two biggest things in the first quarter that we got to be able to handle in order for us to have success.
Well, opening night's been a pretty good night for the Bearcats in the past, and let's hope it is again tonight, Coach. Always appreciate the time here on ESPN, and good luck this evening.
All right, thank you for your coverage.
That's Brandon Cool, head football coach of the Kearney Bearcats, here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, and we'll be back to Foster Field with the starting lineups for the opening night of the 2010 season right after this.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to Foster Field. Let's give you the starting lineups for both the Columbus Discoverers and the Kearney High Bearcats. We'll begin, first of all, for the folks from Columbus. They, of course, will be in their road uniforms. They'll be wearing the white jerseys and the maroon pants, and their starting lineup looks like this on the offensive line. Spencer Moore will play center. He's 245 pounds and a senior. The right guard will be Michael Griffith. He's 205 and a senior. Left guard will be Cole Zimba. He is 245 pounds and a senior. And left tackle will be Brandon Nichols. He's 220 and a senior. And the right tackle will be Mike Medler. He's 245 pounds and a senior. Wide receivers, DJ Donahue, 140-pound senior. Also at one of the wideout positions will be Cody Liss. He's 165-pound senior. Andrew Tim, also a veteran. He is a senior and 170 pounds. The tight end will be Alex Kurtenbach. He's 190 pounds and a junior. And in the backfield will be Jake Eck at quarterback. He's 145 pounds and a junior. Probably not a lot of running out of a 145-pound running quarterback in Class A. But Eck, a little bit smaller quarterback at a junior and 145 pounds. And the running back, Dylan Lushen, he's 180 pounds and a senior. And he is very well built, very compact, and a pretty good load to try to bring down. Now for the Columbus Discoverers defense, we'll go through that real quickly. On the defensive line will be Zimba and Jose Leon, who is 260 pounds and a junior. Zimba, about the only one that's a two-way starter, with the exception of two other players, and we'll get to those here in just a little bit. Also on the defensive line will be Zach Tierney. He'll play nose guard, 220 pounds and a senior. And also linebacker will be Alex Bartholomew, 220 pounds and a senior. Defensive back, Grant Meredith, 175 pounds and a senior. Linebacker, Derek Hammonds, he's 175 pounds and a junior. Lushen will also play linebacker besides being the running back. He's, as I mentioned, 180 pounds and a senior. Other linebacker will be Tony Ernst. He's 200 pounds and only a sophomore. A couple of the defensive backs will be Liss and Tim. We mentioned them earlier as receivers. And Gustavo Oliveira, 185 pounds, and a senior, will also play at one of the corner positions for the Columbus Discoverers. Head coach is Craig Williams. Now the starters for the Kearney High Bearcats, and I guess begin with Tyler Shields. Shields will play wide receiver. They call him the X-back. He's 6'4", 197 pounds. At left tackle will be Caleb Griffith, and Griffith is 5'11", 203 pounds, and a senior. Grady Donahue will play at center, and he is 6 foot, 225 pounds, and a senior as the Bearcats come out of the huddle here at Foster Field. Elsewhere with the starting lineup, as you mentioned on offense, I inadvertently skipped him, but Colin Cederberg will play left guard. Cederberg, number 59, is 6 foot tall, 246 pounds, and only a junior, a rare junior starter. Coach Kuhl mentioned that in our pregame show. At right guard will be Zach Yoakum. Yoakum, 6 foot, 214 pounds. At right tackle position will be Zach Fritz. Fritz, 5'10", 230 pounds, only a sophomore. At the wide receiver spot, the Y-back position, however you want to term it, Jacob Lundgren. Lundgren is 6'1", 165 pounds, and a senior. At the Z-back is number 36, Trey Young, 5'9", 172 pounds, and a senior. Spencer Lindsay will do the kicking as well as play basically a fullback position. He's 5'10", 185 pounds, and a junior. They will move the fullback out of that position from time to time in various formations. The I-back, the guy that is going to get a lot of touches, Zach Maloli. He's a 6'1", 205-pound senior. He'll play the I-back, and Taylor Fish is the quarterback, 5'9", senior, 178 pounds. Maloli, Donahue, Fritz, Yoakum, Young, Lundgren, and Spencer Lindsay will all also play on defense. Maloli will play defensive end. Donahue at tackle. Zach Fritz will play not only on the offensive line, but at nose guard. Defensive tackle will be Zach Yoakum. Linebacker will be Young. Jacob Lundgren will play center, corner rather, and wide wide safety will be Spencer Lindsay. The one-way starters on defense will be Trey Anderson. Anderson, 188-pound junior, will play the other defensive end. At linebacker will be Derek Schreiner. Schreiner, only a junior, 196 pounds, and he can bring the wood, that's for sure. Andrew Schreibel will play strong safety, and he is a 5'9 senior, weighing 175 pounds. And rounding out the starting lineup here for the Bearcats will be Joey Green. Green will be one of the corners, and he is a 182-pound senior and is 5'11". Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank of Kearney, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solutions is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time, Five Points Bank is the better bank. And we've had the coin flip, and it will be Columbus kicking off to the Bearcats. So Kearney High will get their hands on the football to get things started. And Caleb Tim will be doing the honors here. And Coach Lees, what are you looking for right away?
Well, you know, we're going to get, you know, see probably a little bit of Zach Lowley pretty soon. It looks like he's back deep also, but it'll be interesting to see, you know, what Kearney can do with football here.
It is actually Oliveira who is doing the kicking off. Bit of a line drive kick, but it does get into the end zone, and that is automatically a touchback, even though Spencer Lindsay was hoping to bring the ball out. They will move the ball out to the 20-yard line, where it will be first and 10 here for the Bearcats. One quick thing I have to mention, I didn't think I'd probably be able to do high school football this year because running for re-election, my opponents had the right, if they wanted to say, a little bit of an unfair advantage for a guy to be on the radio and get all that exposure. And all three of my opponents signed a document today in the last couple of days allowing me to do this. And I certainly want to say thanks to the three men that I'm running against for city council. They did not have to do that, and I am appreciative. Connor Fish in the shotgun will hand the ball off to the man in motion. That's Lindsay. He gets a nice little seam, and he's going to be brought down just short of the first down. Nice little 9-yard gain. Good hole right through there, and then some good downfield blocking and a nice 9-yard gain.
Yep, nice little, you know, kind of, you know, counter off that. Spencer on the left side come to the right side. Yeah, Taylor just handed the ball off to him and got a nice little gain out of that, you know, 9 yards out of the play.
Just short. No, they're going to mark it. Yeah, second down. The ball was short of the 30-yard line. The first down marker was up there, but now they'll put Lindsay in motion. Fish again in the shotgun. Maloli to his left. They'll put another man in motion on that far side over there. That's Young. And now a quick pass that is dropped in underneath. They were trying to make the connection with Tyler Shields, and Shields wouldn't have got a lot more after the first down, but he would have got a first down.
Yeah, it looked like, you know, he was going to be able to pick up first down, but like you said, not a whole lot more. You probably won't see that happen too many times where Tyler Shields drops the pass either.
Yeah, it hit him right between the 8 and the 8, and we've seen enough of him on the basketball court. We know that usually the ball gets in those hands. That's where it stays, at least until he decides to pass it off to somebody else or shoot it. So it will be third and very short, and they will put the quarterback in under center, so Columbus will have to respect the quarterback sneak here. They're going to move the tight end to the right side. And no one's in motion. I formation. They're going to hand the ball off to Maloli. Maloli hit behind the line of scrimmage, but he is able to push the Discoverer past the line to gain and gets enough for the first down. So Maloli, one run, 1 yard, and one first down.
Yeah, and, you know, there wasn't a whole lot there. Columbus did a good job up front at that time, and Zach just kind of created a little bit and got enough for the first down there.
You know, and that's just a simple play. They're not expecting that one to gain 15 yards by any stretch of the imagination. It got exactly what it was designed to do here. Maloli will be the only back in the backfield, and he's about 6 yards deep. And they have two wide outs to the left. Fish is going to roll that way, hand off to Maloli. Maloli tries to get to the outside, and a nice open field tackle by Derek Hammonds. It's going to be a loss on the play of about two.
Yep, nice little push on the end that time. And, you know, Zach, by the time Zach got the ball, you know, like you said, he's about 6-7 yards deep. When he got the ball, there was a couple of Columbus guys right there to meet him, and you know, he got back, you know, he ended up losing a yard on that play.
And Maloli did a good job of actually leaning forward and throwing that football out, and they didn't leave his hand, obviously, but he got that ball out to get as much ground as he could and ends up only losing about a yard, now maybe a yard and a half. Shotgun formation here for Fish. He'll have Maloli just to his left, and now Fish is going to drop back. Maloli steps up the block. Throws the ball out in the middle, and wide open is Shields, and he slides in for the catch. First and 10 here for the Bearcats as Tyler Shields slides at midfield and makes the catch.
Yep, nice little route run there by Tyler Shields that time, just kind of a 15-yard, 16-yard and in, and Taylor did a good job of seeing him in the open right in the middle of the field and got the ball to Tyler Shields, and nice catch and first down for Kearney Bearcats.
Yeah, a nice 23-yard gain there for Shields as he made the catch. And that ball was thrown in a safe area. No chance at all of a interception. And yeah, maybe he could have thrown the ball and hit him on stride, but also if it's tipped, it's Columbus football right now as well. So that was a nice, safe throw by the senior, and it got the job done. The ball is in the Columbus side of the field. They'll be spotted first and 10 from the 48. And again, Fish will be in the shotgun formation. Coach Kuhl said it in the pregame. They go out of the shotgun quite a bit. They got trips to the right, one to the left, and Maloli will step up and block. Ball's thrown in the middle, caught by Shields, and he's going to have another first down right at the 25-yard line. A nice 23-yard gain, and just a quick little slant, and Fish hit him right in stride.
Yep, nice route there run by Tyler Shields. Just kind of made to the left and kind of broke it back to the inside on a little slant, and Taylor Fish did a good job of getting the ball out there to Tyler, and Tyler caught the ball, and nice good gain for Kearney Bearcats again.
And it is just outside the 25-yard line. Officially, it will be the 26. Shields will be split out to the left, which is the wide side of the field. And again, Fish will be in the shotgun. He's got a running back and two wide receivers to his right. Follows his running back, cuts to the inside, lunges forward, has a nice little gain on the play. We'll see exactly how they unstack it, but that's going to be a gain of about 5 yards on the play. Actually, a little bit more.
Yeah. Nice fake that time by Taylor Fish that time to give it the ball to Zach Maloli, and then Columbus just kind of collapsed real hard on Zach, and then Taylor just pulled it out and kind of went around the end and picked up about 8-9 yards that time. Nice job.
We had a little bit of a farther angle, and what looked like a 5-yard gain is actually about an 8-yard gain.
Yep.
The ball is spotted at the 17-yard line, and so it'll be second and two here for the Bearcats. They'll put a man in the motion right. And now they'll bring it back to the other side. Quick little counter to Maloli. There's a flag on the play. He has enough for the first down. Breaks the tackle. Is into the end zone, but there is a flag on the play. And that's usually where you'll find an offensive penalty. So hold the phone here. Might want to hold on to the balloons. It is an illegal shift against Kearney High. That touchdown's coming back.
Yeah, I mean, that's a nice run by Zach Maloli, but like you said, it's going to come back. Zach did a great job. Got hit right off the bat. Had a little bit of a seam there. Got hit off right off the bat and made a cut and made two guys miss, but got an illegal shift. It's going to bring it back 5 yards.
Well, more than five.
Yeah.
The part that hurts is the it isn't the 5 yards they go back. It's the fact that they take 6 points off the board. And so the ball will be spotted at the 22-yard line. And obviously, run the same play and run it just as well, it'll be just as much of a touchdown. So we'll see what they decide to do here. That does change things a little bit on second and seven. And I'll tell you, Maloli was such a hard target to hit. He would kept that head down and bounce off a couple of guys. That was an impressive run. He is in the shotgun formation, and they'll hand the ball off to him. Excuse me, single back formation. He was hit in the backfield, and Lushin just kind of came through there on the blitz, and the offense couldn't pick him up. There's actually going to be a loss of one on the play.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, Coach Williams said, that they were going to rely on Lushin on the defense and the offense, and that time he came in and met Zach about the time Zach got the football.
Well, you know, even in Class A, your best athlete tends to play both ways.
Yep.
And a lot of times, even special teams, you hate to take them off the field. So this is a little bit different animal here. It'd be third and 9 from the 24. It is shotgun formation for Fish. Shields is wide out to the right. He's looking that way, and he's going to throw that way. He throws it up in the air. Jump ball. Touchdown! Exactly what we talked about earlier. Throw the ball up high and let Tyler Shields come down with it.
Yeah, because that wasn't bad coverage right there by Columbus there, but you got a good guy like Tyler Shields that can jump up there and grab that ball like that. That was a great job by Tyler Shields. And a nice pass from Taylor Fish to throw that ball up in the air right there in the deep corner. Tyler Shields just goes up and gets the ball.
He had catches of 23, 23, and 24 yards on the play. So 70 yards on the drive, Fish to Shields. And now it'll be Lindsay trying to add the extra point. So Spencer Lindsay, the 185-pound junior and awfully good soccer player as well, will go up there with a soccer-style kick, and we'll try to attack on the point. The ball is down. The kick is up. It is right through the middle, and 7-0 Kearney High. 7:52 to go here in quarter number one. Bearcats take the opening drive. 80 yards for the score. 7-0 Cats. We're back after this.
Age 50 or older, Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
So Fish to Shields is how the scoring starts with the 2010 season for Kearney High. A nice 24-yard pass, and we'll see what the Bearcats can do here the first time that they get on defense. And, again, if you're Kearney High, you want to get something going. 4-5 season last year, you want to build some momentum. That is exactly what the doctor ordered.
Yeah, exactly. A nice drive there, you know, getting the ball to 20 and taking it down, you know, running some time off the clock and everything, too, and taking it down and scoring right off the bat. You know, we talked about it earlier. You know, that's a tough cover for a lot of people. Tyler Shields out there with his jumping ability.
Yeah, and, you know, not too many people are going to get out there and do it. And Columbus does not have on their roster the heights, but most assuredly Tyler Shields, A, was taller, and B, can jump better than those kids.
Yeah, definitely. Most definitely. And it showed right there.
He can jump better than just about everybody out there as well. So Lindsay will have the ball spotted at the 40-yard line, and a little bit of a wind running in his face a little bit to the right. So this will be a little bit tougher to get the touchback here. But Lindsay will step up, and he drives it, and it will be way into the end zone for the touchback. And now Columbus will have to go 80 yards, just as Kearney High did just a little bit ago.
Yep, we'll just kind of see. You know, as Coach Williams said in his interview, you know, he has some pretty good linemen up front, and you know the Lushing kid is going to probably get the ball a lot of times, as we mentioned before, and we'll kind of see what Columbus can do and see if Kearney can kind of counter some things.
And again, if you still have to stop it, but and until you stop Lushing, you know, they're going to keep running at you. I mean, they're not going to do anything fast, anything too exciting here. So Eck, the quarterback, will be in the shotgun, and he does have Lushing to his right. In a single back formation, trips to his right as well, which is the wide side of the field right now. Actually, ball's right in the middle of the field. Low snap, Eck's going to run the option, and they'll get it out to Lushing. Lushing is met by about four Bearcats, and he's going to be short of the 20-yard line. It's going to be a loss on the play, and a great job of stringing things out. The first one to cause havoc was Trey Young. Young did not get the tackle, but you have to give him credit for the defensive play.
Yeah, definitely. He was right there in great position to kind of slow everything up. And the way Kearney pursued that time with two or three guys right there, you know, Lushing didn't have much to work with that time.
And Eck actually, you know, pitched the ball after Young basically took him out of the play, and Young was still able to go out there and put pressure on Lushing. So they'll run the same play, man in motion this time to the right, and carrying the football over there is going to be Rendon, and Rendon is going to lose yards. They put the man in motion, Saul Rendon, and Rendon, he lost yards as well. Great penetration by that defensive line for Kearney High.
Yep, that time Trey Anderson kind of spread everything out, kind of made things go, you know, to the sideline, and Kearney was able to, you know, kind of run people down, and there was just nothing there that developed out of that, and he ended up losing yards again.
So it's going to be a loss of about 4 yards for Rendon, and so two plays, a loss of 5 yards here for the Columbus offense, and that is not what they have in mind. They do not want to be a throwing football team, but Eck is going to be faced with third and long here. He steps back. They have two guys in there to protect for him. He'll throw the ball. It's a bit of a wobbler, and the one closest to it was Spencer Lindsay, and Lindsay wasn't able to get a hand on it. Nice double coverage there by Lindsay as well as Trey Young, and that had absolutely no chance of success.
No, but threw it in the double team there, and they kind of had him, you know, sandwiched in between there. And, you know, this is exactly what Kearney wanted to see, is, you know, three and out right here with, you know, 5 yards of it being lost.
Your offense moving the ball pretty well. They want to get the ball back. So three and out here. The ball is going to be spotted at the 15-yard line. And in back deep for Kearney High is going to be Lindsay as well as Derek Schweiner. So a couple of juniors back there. Low snap. Pressure's coming. They hit him, and now the rugby-style punt. They somehow got it off, and Lindsay touched it, and he's going to fall on it right at the 30-yard line. They didn't wrap up there. The punter actually was hit, took another step, and was able to get rid of the football. So Columbus fortunate that they were able to move the ball 35 yards on the punt.
Yes, Trey Anderson got right in there, and like you said, a low snap and everything, and Trey Anderson was right in there and made the hit. But you know, the punter was able to get that little rugby-style punt off after Trey hit him. And, you know, they were lucky to get the ball down here at this point. Otherwise, it would have been back down there at the five-yard line.
You know, Anderson's going out there, all right, I got to take the angle. I got to dive in front of the foot. And then he sees, oh, my gosh, I can go hit the guy. And it didn't wrap up.
Yep.
You know, he just was surprised by what developed in front of him. Fish puts a man in motion, and we got whistles here as Sherbel was handed the football, but that's going to be on the offense. That's going to be a legal procedure on Kearney High, their second five-yard penalty. And so they'll make it now first and 15 as the ball will move back to about the 44-yard line.
Yep. You know, and it's, maybe that's a thing, too, there. You know, Tyler Shields might need some more yards to get, you know, some more catches out of this.
Well, I don't know. Three catches, 70 yards, and a touchdown. And you know, Fish is 3 for 3 in the air. I mean, those are rather impressive numbers to start things here. But they back up the 5 yards. So it'll be first and 15. Shotgun formation here for Fish. He's going to take a quick low step, pass the ball to the right side. That's Sherbel. Sherbel picks up a block, brings it across the 50-yard line. It's going to be forced out of bounds just short of the 44. So a nice little gain there from the 44 to the 44, a gain of 12.
Yep, nice just little dump pass to Sherbel. And nice job by Joey Green out here blocking for him. See that every once in a while, but if you can get your wideouts to block like that all the time, you know, nice little pass out there and, you know, a gain of about 9-10 yards on a play.
And, of course, with the penalty, it's going to make it now third and, I'll call it about 4 here. And in motion, falls on the ground, and Columbus is going to fall on it. Pouncing on the loose football is going to be George Hernandez, I believe, and put the man in motion, and it went off the hip of, I want to say Austin Ellingson. I think it was number 30 out there. In any event, fumble on the play. Oh, check it. It wasn't 30. It was Trey Young. So a fumble on the play just on the exchange. And a good opportunity here for Columbus as the Bearcats turn the ball over. Just exactly what they did not want to do.
Did not want to have happen right there. Yeah, but just didn't get, you know, it wasn't clean. You know, like you said, it got the ball right on the hip and there was no clean exchange there.
Well, you get that shotgun snap to catch the ball and just hold it out there for the guy coming through in motion. The timing was just off just a little bit this early in the season. So first and 10 from midfield, and Lushen dances around the middle. He's going to gain about 5 yards in the play. He was rushed a little bit right at the line of scrimmage, was able to juke his way through the hole. Not much of a hole at all, but a nice 5-yard gain for Lushen, who proves just how elusive he is.
Yeah, because right off the bat there was somebody right there. You know, to meet him, he kind of made a little bit of a juke move and ended up picking about 5 yards up on his own, basically.
Yeah, they're just, I mean, he just made the first guy miss, and after that, he was able to just kind of snake through there. So they're running a little wildcat here as Lushen now is going to take the ball right up the middle, and he is going to be met right at the 40-yard line, but that's going to be a nice 5-yard gain. Pretty good tackle by Zach Maloli there, but Lushen has a gain of 5, and it's first and 10 for Columbus. From about the 35-yard line, a little wildcat here.
Yep, and that's, you know, a little bit different. Just direct snap right to Lushen, and then away he went right up the middle, right at things. And maybe that's what Columbus decided, hey, you know, let's try a little bit of this, you know, to mix it up a little bit.
So it's first and 10 from the 40. Yeah, quarterback will play quarterback out of the shotgun. They got two wide receivers to the right. Wingback is now in the motion to the right as well, and he was moving forward at the snap. And so that'll cost Columbus 5 yards here. It'll be first and 15.
Yep, as he went in motion, he just got a little antsy, tried to get a little running start. Thought we were in a little bit of arena football here, but
he did that up in Canada as well.
Yeah. So, but a little antsy out of the start.
Well, again, you know, this early in the year, you're going to run into penalties like that a lot. They're just not quite. You know, they don't have the timing down. I mean, you have to put so much in so quickly. You're asking a lot for the offenses especially to be finally polished.
Yep, most definitely.
Wing back to the right. A couple of wide receivers to the left. The wing back now will come to the left as well. Shotgun formation. They fake the handoff. Eck rolls this way, and he makes the connection to Rendon, and Rendon's going to be knocked out of bounds by Lundgren.
Yep, just a fake handoff there that time to Lushen, and you know, London is wide open out here. Just dumped it out in a flat to him, and he picked up, you know, about 12 yards on the play, it looks like, about 10, 12 yards, you know, after the penalty and stuff on the first down. So, you know, nice little gain for Columbus.
Yeah, and actually he was able to kind of move the ball forward right as he was being tackled. And I didn't see the flag, but there is a flag on the play, and that's going to be coming back. That's good news for Kearney High.
Yep, as, you know, he ended up picking up about 12 yards and got a little legal motion out of Columbus, and going to have to push him back a little farther.
Got some scores for you. Right now it's Schuyler 8, Hastings High 0, Crete 14, Grand Island Northwest 0, and Lincoln East 7, North Star 0. All those late in the first quarter. Score is brought to you by Valentino's. ESPN 1460 delivers your in-game scores. Valentino's of Kearney delivers right to your door. So they move that back, and it's going to be first and a whole bunch here. Ball spotted at the 50-yard line. They got to get to the 30. So this will be, after the hold, it will be first and 20. Eck will roll to his right. A little bit of pressure. Maloli can't make the tackle. Eck throws the ball, and it is, well, either overthrown for one receiver, Liss, or underthrown for Andrew Tim. It was in that no-man's land. And it'll be second down.
Yep, as right off the bat, Zach had a little bit of a shot. He got kind of blocked and everything, had a little bit of shot at the quarterback that time. And he just kind of threw it up in between both receivers there. And, you know, like you said, it's either overthrown or underthrown. We don't know which.
Pretty good coverage out there. And so Kearney High probably expecting the pass again here, which is why we'll probably see the draw at second and 20 here. And they do a little crossbuck action, and hit behind the back line of scrimmage is going to be Hammonds. And Hammonds eventually brought down by Maloli. And the first one there, I think, with the penetration was actually Caleb Griffith. In any event, the defensive line penetration just spelled doom there for Columbus.
Yep, right off the bat, Griffith was back there in the backfield and kind of, you know, disrupted a little bit of stuff as he got the ball right off the bat, and there was Griffith right there.
So a loss on the play there for Endon of about 3 yards. So now it's third and 23, and Eck will be in the shotgun as wideouts to the left, three of them, and they're going to set up the screen here for Lushen. And Lushen, nice little juke, got one guy out of the way, but then help comes. Tackle's going to be led by Jackson Gannon, as Gannon came up there very nicely, closed, and also closing was Trey Young. And nice little juke there,
yeah.
as a couple of Bearcats just like, whoop, that guy couldn't quite find him.
Yep, as you know, like you said, they just kind of swung it out there, a little bit of a screen off to the left side here, and the first guy was there in good position, but he made a nice little juke move and got by that person, and you know, ended up picking up about 8 yards on the play. But like we said, there was a guy right there for Kearney High, but you know, with the you know, third and a long ways to go. Good play by Kearney High just to kind of make a good tackle.
And Columbus there is just trying to gain a little bit of field position there. They didn't really think that was going to go distance, but you get Lushen in space, you never know. So back deep is going to be Lindsay. He's standing about the 10-yard line, and we've got delay of game, I'm sure, because the official that flew the flag is the guy that's got the watch. So that'll be a 5-yard penalty, and might be exactly what they wanted to do anyway, and that is allow the kicker to actually get full extension here on the kick,
yep,
instead of having to pooch it just a little bit.
Yep, I think you're right there, Randy. They just kind of wanted to move it back a little bit. You got the wind blowing with you just a tad bit and everything, so you might want to just try to get a full leg into it now.
So 2:42 to go here in the first quarter, and in kick formation. Not too often you see a guy in deep formation wearing number 73, but that's Brandon Nichols. Plays left tackle and is the punter. And he's calling for the football here. And he'll get a low snap. It's bouncing. He comes up with it, and he's able to line drive it. And it hits. Lindsay picks it up and is brought down immediately by Andrew Tim. Nice job by Tim fighting off one block and then bringing down Lindsay at the 11-yard line.
Yep, nice open field tackle. Like you said, you kind of fought off a block there. Low line drive kick, and Lindsay picks it up on the bounce, and he was right there. The Columbus guy was right there to make the tackle, a nice tackle by him.
So one turnover for Kearney High on their second possession. Their first possession, they marched 80 yards down the field. So they've kind of run both extremes here, and there are two possessions here in the first quarter. They have the ball at the 11-yard line. Fish is in the shotgun. and will hand the ball. Nope, he fakes the handoff, runs to the right, has a little seam, and he's going to be brought down at about the 17-yard line. Nice, tough job of running for 5'9", Taylor Fish.
Yeah, nice, you know, faked it to Derek going up to the middle, and Columbus bit on that, and he kind of went around the end, the right end over here, and ends up picking up about 5-6 yards on the play. Nice run.
And Schreiner was in the backfield there to give Maloli just a little bit of a breather. And he is still in the backfield to the right of Fish, who is in the shotgun. So Fish, about a nice 6-yard gain there. Again, they'll have the shotgun. Wide receiver right to the left, hands it off to Derek Schreiner. Schreiner right through the middle, comes through, has a nice gain, but there is a flag down at about the spot you would think you'd get a hold call. So we'll see whether or not this is going to be first and 10 or a second and a bunch.
Yep, nice hold that time by Kearney High, and Schreiner had a nice job hitting the hole very hard and picking up the first down, but we got a little legal procedure.
Legal procedure, so that'll be 5 yards. I guess that's the good news here. The third 5-yard penalty against Kearney High. And again, it took one touchdown off the board. Now they scored later in the drive, and it also takes away a first down here as well. So Kearney High, who has 4 first downs in the game, there has a 5-yard penalty, so now it will be second and we'll call it 8 from about the 13-yard line.
Yep, and as, you know, like you said, Schreiner's in the game, and Zach Moley looked like he's getting his first little break of the game. You know, he's been out there on offense, defense, special teams, and getting just a little bit of a break right now.
And Schreiner, tough kid. Yep. You're not giving up a lot there. Trips to the left and in motion, and now Fish scrambling a little bit, look for Shields, and Shields wasn't open, and he just gets what he can, and that's about a 2-yard gain to the right side. There wasn't anything there, and Fish, instead of putting the ball in danger, just figured, I'm going to tuck it and get what I can.
Yep, that was a smart play right there. You know, you're at your 10-11-yard line, and nothing's developed, so he just kind of tucked it and kind of picked up what he could at that point. So smart play by Taylor Fish that time.
Two-time defending champions in Class B, Aurora leads Seward 7-0. Skyler 15, Hastings High nothing. That game is late in the first. Lawrence Nelson 6, Exeter Milligan nothing. That game also in the first quarter. The first night of football here in the state of Nebraska. It's going to be second, and we'll call it 6. Fish is in the shotgun, standing at the 10. He steps up, short drop throws, and it is going to be a bounce pass and incomplete. Trying to get the ball up ahead to Lundgren, but it is incomplete.
Yeah, that time, you know, Columbus got a pretty good push up front. As Taylor kind of, you know, stepped up, Taylor Fish stepped up to throw the ball. Looked like kind of his elbow got hit a little bit, and like you said, it was kind of a bounce pass that point.
Well, you know, and they didn't have much of a drop at all, because
yeah,
they were going with a quick pattern, and it took a little time to develop, and by the time he threw, like you say, got hit on the elbow, and a lot worse things could have happened than that incomplete pass. Lindsey's going to stand about the 1-yard line, takes the snap, he'll put the foot into it at the 5, a nice high kick, and calling for the fair catch is going to be Tim, and Tim will have the ball, and with the fair catch, still one of the Bearcats got blocked there. As, you know, you have to have just a little bit of goofy in you to play special teams anyway. Brett Schutte was going down there full speed. He got lit up pretty good, but he bounces right up and has a smile on his face.
It's football, man.
Well, Brett always has a smile on his face anyway. So 32 seconds to go here in the first quarter. They'll be first and 10 from the 48-yard line, as Columbus is already in Kearney High territory here late in quarter number one. Fish to Shields, 24 yards out for the only score of the game so far, 7-0 Kearney High. And Eck is in the shotgun here. Well, team's using this formation quite a bit. And the ball out to Lushen, and Lushen, not much of a hole to run through, and he's going to stumble forward across the 45-yard line. He's going to gain about 2 in what may be the last play of the first quarter.
Yep, you know, not much there. Again, like you said, Randy, Kearney High at, you know, at the attack right there at the front, kind of holding their own and stuff, and there wasn't much there, and Lushen just kind of picked up what he could, you know, picked up a couple, 2-3 yards at that. Nice hard run.
And Columbus is running over to the sideline. They are not going to snap the ball again. That is the end of one quarter of play. Your score, Kearney High 7, Columbus nothing. It'll be 2nd and 7 from the 45 for the Discoverers. When we come back, you're on ESPN 1460.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Foster Field, Cope Coliseum. Class A opener here for Kearney High, and the first time in a couple of years for Columbus playing Class A football. Eck is in the shotgun here for Columbus. And bouncing to the outside is going to be Lushen. Lushen, nice little game right up the middle. He's going to be brought down about the 45-yard line. I thought I heard a whistle, but I don't see any flags. So that play is going to stand.
Yep. And just nice power football right there by Columbus as they kind of gave it off to Lushen about 6 yards deep. And he just kind of juked and jived and picked up what he could and ends up being about 7-8 yards on the play.
Yeah, and so they're about 21 yards rushing here for Columbus in the football game. For Kearney High, it's actually -1 yard on the ground. I'll check that. A little bit more on that. I'll double-check it here in a second. Lushen tries to get right back up the middle. He may have gotten the line of scrimmage. Okay, he's unstacking. It's going to be a gain of about 1 yard on the play. And, boy, that one just knife through right in the middle. Leading the attack was Zach Yoakum. Yoakum just kind of helped collapse that middle of the field, and so did Lane Thomas.
Yep, and then, you know, as you got Zach Mololi at the linebacker spot, kind of cleaned up everything. But like you said, the push right off the bat by Kearney High was good.
There just wasn't much of room to run there at all for Lushen, and he gains, we'll call it 1 yard here. So it'll be 2nd and 9 against shotgun, and the handoff goes to the tailback there, and that's going to be Rendon. And Rendon, check it, it was Lushen, actually. And Lushen just had nowhere to go as he was met right up the middle. Part of the gang that brought him down was Elliot Clifford as well.
Yeah, and right off the bat, you know, Kearney High had some push right off the bat in the middle, and Lushen had to kind of bounce it out to the outside, and about that time there was about 2 or 3 guys just waiting for him to get there, and Kearney High did a great job stopping the run that time.
And we'll call it a no gain on the play, and that might actually be a kind call because I think it may have lost just a little bit. And Columbus right now a little disorganized. They broke the huddle once, and now they're going to have to re-huddle here and see if they can make it before the 25-second count goes off, and they're beginning to count down. They'll probably get the snap off here. Running backs on either side of the quarterback and a little bit of confusion.
Yep.
And a little motion here for Columbus. They're going to have a 5-yard penalty here for the legal procedure.
Yep, it started right off the bat. Like you said, they broke the huddle at first and then came back. And, you know, then they were kind of rushed at that point. And then somebody, you know, just kind of jumped off sides at that time.
They just, you know, just had to look bad all the way through. That looked like a first game of the year. First half of the first game of the year kind of huddle. One back in the backfield. That's going to be Lushen with Eck. Trips to the right, which is the short side of the field. And Eck here on 3rd and 14 is going to take the snap. Drop back. Pressure coming. Pass right up the middle. And, wow, what a hit on that far side. Lushen made the catch, and making him pay was Derek Schreiner. And Schreiner got there about the same time as the ball.
Yeah, he did. You know, as Lushen just came out of the backfield, kind of made a fake block and then turned around, and the pass was right, you know, coming right there. And Schreiner just met him right as the ball got there, and what a hit. Nice job.
Lushen's heading back to the sideline over there saying, Coach, don't call that again.
Don't do that play again.
Yeah, Brandon Nichols going to be back in kick formation here for the Discoverers, and Spencer Lindsey back deep. He's about the 10-yard line here for the Cats. 9:14 to go here. First half, we're in quarter number 2. Kearney High leads 7-0. They come for the block, and no penalty, even though kicker went down and the ball rolls out of bounds about the 10. Kearney High sold out on the punt rush because they've been having bad snaps. Of course, that's the only good snap they've had so far now with that. And they're going to say that the kicker basically stepped into the pile, and so no flag on the play. And I think that's the right call.
I do, too. You know, that Kearney High put a lot of pressure coming up. Like you said, they've had some trouble with the snap. So, you know, why not come with some pressure and try to see what they can do? And, you know, like you said, it's the first time that they had a real good snap that time.
So one time. All right, so first and 10 from the 13, 9:01 to go here, quarter number two. And so the Bearcats trying to head a little north here as they're in the south end of Foster Field. Hand off right up the middle to I think that was Lindsay. Yeah, Lindsay with the, no, it was Maloli. Lindsay doing the blocking. Maloli actually got the football as they actually run a little power football there. And they gain about five on the play.
Yep, just a nice hard run by Zach. Nice push up front by Kearney High and picking up about 5 yards on that play.
So Lindsay's fullback, and we haven't had a lot of fullback action out of the Kearney High lineup at all so far today as they've been going out of that shotgun formation and the quick hitters. And Fish will be in the shotgun again. Tight end to the right. Couple of wideouts, couple of wingbacks to that side as well. Little counterplay to Maloli up the middle. He bounces outside the tackle box and is going to have enough for the first down as he lunges across the 25-yard line, just a little bit short of the 26.
Yep, nice run by Zach that time as he got kind of hit right off the bat when he got the football. Got kind of lunged and kind of hit him a little bit, but then he squirted off that tackle and end up picking up about 6 yards on the play. Nice job by Zach.
Nothing fancy, just a quick low counter there, and there was a good job on that right side by the offensive line making the tackle. So give credit to Fritz and Yoakum over there for opening up a hole. Bad snap, and Fish just has to fall on it, as there'll be a loss of a couple yards, but Kearney High gets to keep the football. You can lose the yards as long as you keep the football.
Yep, especially down in that territory around the 20-25-yard line. You know, nice job by Taylor Fish, just jumping on the football, and like you said, you can take the yard loss and just don't want to give up the football.
Yeah, you did. You just don't want to make bad things even worse. So unfortunately for Fish, he'll lose a couple of yards. He's got 14 yards rushing now on four carries. Now that he's lost two there, so 7-14, 7-13 here to go in the first half. And Kearney High now second and 12 from about the 23-yard line. Shotgun again, Fish. He's going to step back. He's going to throw a little sidearm pass. Caught by Tyler Shields, and Shields is going to be knocked out of bounds after making a nice little catch.
Yeah, nice little out, 7-8 yard out. Taylor Fish did a good job getting the ball to the outside. Shields, like we said, he dropped his first pass, but he doesn't drop very many. Nice catch, picking up the first down on that play.
A gain of right at 13. He got just enough to get that first down marker. And so, again, another first down in the air here for Kearney High. They've got five first downs in the air and one on the ground. So six first downs here for the Bearcats as we're past the midway point of the second quarter. So first and 10, ball at the 35-yard line. Again, shotgun here for Fish. He's going to look to his right, step up, throw, hits the receiver in underneath, and a nice broken tackle there by Trey Young. And Young bounces to the outside, and it's going to be a nice little gain of about 15.
Yep, and, Trey Young just kind of went right in the middle and kind of sat down right there. And, since you've been going to Tyler Shields, they're kind of, stepping out to the outside. Nice jump pass in the middle to Trey Young, and he ends up picking up another first down for Kearney High.
So the Bearcats move the ball very effectively on the ground, on the air, rather, and running the ball often enough to keep maybe Columbus honest, as the ball is across midfield. They'll be first and 10 from the 49. Fish again in the shotgun formation. Two wideouts to the right. Now a man in motion that direction. They fake the handoff. Fish did give the ball off to the second guy coming through, and that's to his tailback, Maloli. And Maloli really had nowhere to go there. It's going to be a loss on the play.
No, but he got the handoff. There was a couple of Columbus guys had some good push. The linebackers kind of blitzed that time, and there was no running room at that time.
Yeah, and again, with that extra motion, it just took too long with a run blitz coming, and as a result, it's going to be a loss of about three. Scoreboard says second and 11, but boy, that's a lot of yards over there.
Yeah.
Must be guys in the math department running the scoreboard over there. Shotgun formation for fish. He's going to roll to his right, picks up a nice little block, throws in underneath the shield. Shields catches, breaks one tackle, almost goes the distance as he breaks another tackle at the 35-yard line, but is tripped up, and they're going to spot him at the 31-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 here for Kearney High. Gain of 18 yards on the play and almost going the distance.
Yep, as he caught the ball, he turned and he took off running, and then one person hit him, he broke that tackle, and then another person kind of hit him, and he just about broke that tackle. They just barely hung on enough to bring him down. Nice catch, nice throw again by Taylor Fish that time, too.
And Shields was facing the quarterback when he made the catch. He could have gone to the outside, headed to the sideline, but he went up the middle, harder yards there, more contact, but nice job of catching extra yards. Quick little run here for Fish, and Fish has dropped the football. I think they're going to say that that's a live ball. Columbus has fallen on it. As Fish ran the ball, it got loose, and it is going to be first and 10 here for Columbus. That ball came out late, but I think they're going to say the ball was moving when he hit the turf, and therefore it is a fumble. So a turnover for Kearney High, their second of the game, stops a very promising drive at the 31-yard line.
Yep, and a nice play, you know, faking the handoff to Zach up the middle, and the Columbus bit on that, and Taylor just kind of rolled, you know, came around the end there, and just got hit late, helmet on the football, and popped it loose.
So, unfortunately, a gain of 4, but a loss of the football. So, a couple of turnovers here for the Cats, and now under center is going to be Eck. Eck will hand the ball to Lushen. Lushen hit at about the 32-yard line, pushes the pile forward a little bit. Pretty good battle between Maloli and Lushen there. And Lushen is able to move Maloli out to about the 35, just short of the 35-yard line.
Yeah, and man, that Lushen, he just runs hard. He hit that hole hard, and then Zach came up and stuck him pretty darn good, too. And like you said, it was just kind of a battle between two guys right there, you know, Lushen and Maloli, which we've kind of called their names quite a bit throughout the first quarter and a half here.
So 4.5 minutes to go here. Plenty of time for Columbus. And remember, they got all their timeouts that they needed. They go in the I formation, Eck under center. And he looks to the sideline, see if there's anything they want to change here. They'll hand the ball. No, they fake it. He's going to roll to his right to throw. Duck in the air, and it is caught on the Kearney High sideline by Caden Brueggemann over there, who's well out of bounds because he's not on the field.
Yeah. Like you said, as he faked the handoff and rolled out, then there was a Kearney High guy right there in his face. He just kind of threw that one up and out of bounds.
Skyler 29, Hastings High nothing. And in the second quarter, Shelton leads Nebraska Christian 14-0 as that game's early in the second quarter. Score is brought to you by Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. Valentino's delivers. Shotgun formation here for Eck on third and a long 6. He's going to roll to his left. A little bit of pressure coming. He tucks it up, and he's going to break a tackle. And he has it across midfield, and he only has one man to beat. Trying to track him down is going to be Lundgren. Lundgren can't get there. Now pressure coming from the backside and from behind. Luke McNitt is able to save the touchdown. So that ball carried from about the 35-yard line all the way to first and goal.
Yeah. And it, you know, looked like right off the bat he's going to pick up about 4 or 5 yards because there's a lot of things that were stacked up right there. And then he just kind of broke it back to the middle and made a couple moves. And then he was out in the open. Nice run that time by Eck.
That's about 58 yards as the ball is spotted at about the 8-yard line here. We'll call it the 7. And now he'll be in the shotgun formation. Behind him is going to be Lushen. And they'll hand the ball off to Lushen. Lushen, nice seam up the middle. Lunges forward. He's close to the goal line. Touchdown, Columbus.
Just a nice drive by Columbus that time. Capped off by about an 8-yard punch right in the middle of off of Lushen. Lushen just runs that ball extremely hard. He gets that ball and he's going.
And again, he runs. The old cliche is you run behind your shoulder pads, and that's exactly what he does. He gets that head down, that butt down, and he hits you with the shoulder pads first, so he's going to try to run you over. To try the extra point here for Columbus is going to be Gustavo Oliveira. And Oliveira, he's a soccer-style kicker, of course. You almost never see a straight-on kicker anymore. And he just kind of punches it in there right between the uprights, and we are tied at 7. 3:45 to go here. Left in the second quarter. We got a new ball game. Columbus 7, Kearney High 7. We're back after this.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Well, what was a very promising drive for Kearney High, then the turnover, and then a 58-yard run, and the next thing you know, Columbus is kicking off here in a tie ball game with 3:45 to go here. So the tide has turned just a little bit here, as you kind of felt, you know, Kearney High has been outplaying them.
Yeah.
Just on the verge of maybe adding to their lead, and now it's a different ball game altogether.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Randy. You watch game and you're going, man, Kearney High's just moving the football up and down the field on them, but they've had a couple of turnovers and right back in it, Columbus.
Oliveira will kick it off here and he punches it. It is a bit of a line drive and picking up the football right up the middle. Maloli, he's going to try to return and just not a big hole there, but he just pushes the pile forward. I'm kind of glad that you just put your head down and get what you can instead of dancing around, and that's when you turn over the football. So Maloli, he brings the ball up to about the 30-yard line, and that's actually a good return because there wasn't anything there.
Yeah, because like you said, Randy, he just kind of caught it and took it straight ahead. There wasn't a whole lot. He's a pretty high kickoff, so you know by the time he got it, Columbus was down there quite a ways already, so he just took the ball up and picked up what he could, and like you said, it was kind of nice just to see him just pick up what you can and just go straight ahead.
Well, Coach Kuhl is not known for his conservatism when it comes to things like this, so it wouldn't be a surprise that you see the ball in the air. Plenty of time here, 3:40, they need to get 70 yards, quick pass to the right side, and it is open, and a nice little catch there. I think it was number 8, but I didn't see who came
14.
Up with it. It was 14. How did I get 8 out of that? So it was Lundgren who made the catch.
And this nice little out pass, you know, Taylor Fish did a good job of, you know, hitting him right there in the, on the outside there. And Lundgren took it up for about another 3 or 4 yard gain for another first down for Kearney High.
So Lundgren, a nice little 13-yard gain. And the Kearney passing attack is very good tonight. And they stop the clock to move the chains. Now 3:20 to go as the clock is moving. Shotgun formation for Fish. Put a man in motion to the right. That's going to be Young. And they'll get the ball to Maloli. Maloli just gets what he can. He is tripped up near the line of scrimmage by Derek Hammond. And he just got what he could.
Yeah.
And when he cut back in, just his foot slipped just enough that he wasn't able to make that next step to the inside. And had he been able to do that, he may have gone the distance.
Yeah. And, you know, right off the bat, when he had the ball right off the bat in the backfield, there was a Columbus guy right there, but you know, he made him miss, and then if he, like you said, if he could have had one more little juke there, he might have been going the distance.
So second and 6, ball at the 47-yard line. They are just short of midfield. Shotgun for Fish. He's going to put a man in motion. That's going to be Lindsey. Lindsey, one of two receivers to his left. He looks to his right, throws, and it is off the hands. What would have been a nice gain for Joey Green.
Yep, and a nice route. Joey kind of ran about a 10-yard in and, you know, slant in after that. And Taylor did a good job of getting the ball right where it needed to be and just went through his hands.
What I like about that pass was it was thrown at his hip because if you throw that at his head and he doesn't make the catch, you run the risk of the interception. So, I mean, that ball was really well thrown by Fish. And he's looked very good at quarterback tonight.
Yes, he has. You know, putting the ball exactly where he needs to on a lot of those pass plays.
Even passes that are incomplete, it's a well-thrown ball.
Yeah.
So shotgun formation, they're going to put Maloli to the right now, and he's got two wideouts to the right, and they got a man in motion over there as well. He looks to his left, where he had two receivers, throws it through the hands of Shields up high, and that'll be incomplete. It'll be 4th and 6 with 2:23 to go here in the second quarter as the clock has stopped. So Kearney High will have to give up the football, and Lindsey will be back in punt formation. I believe this will be his first punt.
I think it is, Randy. You know, they've had a couple of turnovers, but otherwise they've moved the football, and they started off pretty well in this possession, too, moving the football.
No, this is his second punt. I remember him punting on this other end here. So second punt of the game here for Lindsey. Nice snap, no pressure, end-over-end kick that's going to hit, bounce around, and it is going to go into the end zone. Great hustle, but diving, trying to keep the ball from getting in the end zone is Noah Gable, and Gable couldn't quite get there.
Yep, as, you know, they just kind of did a little nice kick by him that time, but it took a bounce, and just a forward bounce, and it just skidded right on into the end zone as Noah couldn't quite catch up with the football.
And that was a bit of a tweener. It kind of made the kick returner have to make some decisions over there, and he almost played the ball in that in-between area, and bad things happened. So for Columbus, they probably did the smart thing here. So with the touchback, it'll be first and 10 from the 20-yard line. Eck has Lushen in the backfield with him as he's in the shotgun. He'll hand the ball to Lushen, and Lushen is met right at the line of scrimmage. And it just bounces the pile forward just a little bit. There was Hunter King and also Zach Maloli. And also Schreiner was in there as well. So they just closed in very, very quickly.
Yeah, but once he got the football, it just seemed like there was about three or four blue guys right there ready to meet him. And Kearney did a great job that time.
So clock moving here, a minute 45, and Columbus does not seem to be in a real big hurry here as they are in the shadow of their own goal line, so to speak. Lushen dances right up the middle. He's going to push the pile forward for a gain of about two, and now I think Kearney High, yeah, they're going to call a timeout. They don't want Columbus to milk the clock, but it does make for an interesting situation here because it is third and seven. That's not that hard. I mean, that's doable. You don't really have to go to the air when you got Lushen in the backfield like that.
Exactly. You know, and right there, you know, Lushen did a great job of making a little bit of, you know, somebody move and picked up about 3 yards on that play. Like see Kearney High, they've had trouble snapping the football at Columbus. So, you know, why not use your timeouts and see what happens?
Oh, I agree with it, but, I mean, it is interesting. We do have some more scores for you in Class A. North Platte right now leading Lincoln High 14-9. That game is late in the second quarter, just like ours is. And Ravenna leads Donovan Trumbull 14-0. That game also in the second quarter and on our sister station on Power 99. I'm Randy Bushcutter, Don Leafs. Glad you could join us for the first night of high school football in what's known as week zero. You know, mathematically, that just doesn't seem to work for me, but what are you going to do?
Yeah.
96 seconds to go here before we get to the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, and Eck is going to be in the shotgun. And neither team really needed to talk about things. Kearney High just wanted to stop the clock, and so we're ready to go here as Eck will put a man in motion. Heading his way is going to be Donahue, and now he's going to roll that way as well. Eck now steps up, throws, and it is caught for a first down, and out of bounds after making the catch is Cody List.
Yep, nice job, you know, just rolling to his left side on that play, and they just had, you know, trips on that side, and nice little about 10, 12-yard out, hit the guy just in stride. He makes a nice catch, and the first down for Columbus, so, you know, they've got something going right now. They're down to about, you know, at the 39, 40-yard line right now of theirs, but so we'll see if they can keep it moving.
Well, they stopped the clock to move the chains. Now the clock starts. A minute 22 to go here. Eck is in the shotgun. They hand the ball to Lushen. Lushen comes up the middle, gains maybe two yards on the play. And now we got a timeout, and we'll see who called it. This time it's going to be Columbus.
Yep.
Now you're across the 40-yard line. Now you can kind of be a little bit more aggressive. When you're down to your 20, you can't.
Yep. Exactly right. You know, when you get down, you're down there on your side. But, you know, they got that pass completion. You know, now they can maybe do a few more things. You got a few more plays that you might be able to try here and, you know, take a chance at things.
That changes the entire philosophy for both the offense and the defense at this point. That little pass completion, the gain of about 13 yards, kind of puts Columbus, even though they're on offense, they're not going to play offense quite as defensively, and the Kearney defense isn't going to try to get the ball back so quickly for their offense. They're not going to be quite as aggressive. So it does change the philosophies for both the Bearcats in their home whites and Columbus in their home blue uniforms with the white numbers and helmets and white jerseys here for Columbus. They're going to spread out. Two guys wide to the right are the discoverers here. They got Liss and Tim far to the right. Lushen is in the backfield, and a couple of wideouts still left as well. They're looking to get the ball to Lushen. No, they give the ball instead to Liss, and Liss, quick little bubble screen, if you will, is going to gain just a couple of yards there. Defensively for Kearney High was shareable, and nice tackle, gain of about two on the play.
Yep, and nice open field tackle by Sherrible, and Columbus is just coming right up the line of scrimmage, looking over there to see what play they want to run, and they're ready to go right now.
X calling out the signals. 40 seconds to go here as he snaps the football. He drops back here on third down, and the pass is complete for a first down. List will step out of bounds as he crosses the 50-yard line, and they're going to spot it at about the 48. So it'll be first and 10 here, and a gain of about 8.
Yep, another first down for Columbus. Stops the clock going out of bounds. And so, you know, at that one point, they only was third and 6 or 7 back there about the 23, and now Columbus had something going.
And again, they still have a couple of timeouts left. They stop the clock to move the chain, so 36 seconds can be a long time. Eck drops back the throw, throws the ball to the right, and there's nobody there. I think a little miscommunication between Tim and Eck.
Yeah, but Tim went inside, and Eck threw it to the outside on that play right there. It's a little bit of, as you said, Randy, a few times, first game, things quite aren't on sync at times, and that's just a play right there quite wasn't on sync at times.
You get another 6 weeks of practice. Everybody, the timing's just a whole lot better. Eck in the shotgun again here on 2nd and 10. Ball at the 49-yard line. He drops back, a little bit of pressure, is able to step up, and now that's going to be a bit of a coverage sack. Finishing it off with the pressure is going to be Lane Thomas, as Thomas is able to wrap up Eck. Also coming in on the blitz was Derek Schreiner, and Thomas making it a little bit of a sandwich.
Yeah, got a good pressure up the middle. Thomas got a good push right off the bat. They looked like they were running a little bit deeper routes, and nothing could develop, and by that time that something tried to develop, there was 2 or 3 Kearney High guys right there.
So a loss of 10 on the play, and with 9 seconds left, Columbus decides here on 3rd and a whole bunch, why not? We can air it out and see what happens from here, and unless there's a turnover on the play, Kearney High probably isn't going to be able to get their hands on the football, so why not? We're 9 seconds away from the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, and we also have a special halftime guest who's going to talk to us about the Kearney Tackles Cancer event. And she's wearing a cup shirt, and we're going to have to straighten that out. You would think, being the wife of the UNK baseball coach, you'd know more about baseball than rooting for the Cubs. But Jessica, I'm sure, got it on sale somewhere.
And there are probably a lot of them on sale right now.
You can go to Lou Pinella's house and get one real cheap. They put more time back on the clock. There's now 12 seconds left on the clock. And I don't know, that could change things here a little bit. I wouldn't be surprised to see the draw here. Eck's going to get it, and they run the draw right up the middle. Eck bounce, Lushen bounces to the outside. He's going to be pulled down after a gain of about 10 on the play, but it was 3rd and about 20. So I think Kearney High is probably going to call timeout with 3 seconds to go. That's exactly what they do, force the Bearcats to call the timeout. And if I'm Columbus, I'm not putting the football.
No,
I figure with 3 seconds, I might as well throw the ball deep.
Yep, exactly right. And they've had a little bit of trouble, getting the snap back there to the punter and things. So, I would just put the quarterback back there and just throw it up and see what happens.
So gain of 10 on the play. Ball is about the 49-yard line. Eck most assuredly cannot throw the ball that distance from what I've been able to see. And you're asking a lot of a 145-pound kid to throw the ball about 60, 65 yards in the air to get in the end zone. So, I don't know, you can do a hook and ladder. You can do a quick little screen. But I'm sure we're going to see the ball in the air here for Columbus on the final play of the first half. Our Platt scored again. They now lead Lincoln High 21-9. That's late in the second quarter. And Ravenna scored as well on its sister station on Hour 99. It is Ravenna 14, Donovan Trumbull nothing. That game is at halftime on Power 99. So two wideouts to the right, two wideouts to the left. And I figured we'd see Kearney High with somebody playing way deep as a safety. And timeout here for the Cats is they're going to talk about the formation here just a little bit.
Yep, and you're right. I thought, like you said, Randy, I thought I might see somebody pretty deep, and maybe that's what they're going to go. Wait, now let's see what they came out in, and and now let's call timeout and see what we need to do.
You can't cash those in for points later, so you might as well use your timeout, see what Columbus wants to do, and then talk to them about it and make Columbus either go with plan B or know how to defense, talk about plan A.
Exactly right.
So there's no reason not to call that timeout if you're Kearney High. Just kind of find out what they're going to do here in the final 3 seconds. You just hate to see Lightning hitting the bottle, and have Kearney High, who's really, I think, outplayed Columbus here in the first half, and have them trail, but they're faced with that. And now they are going to put way back deep as a deep safety is going to be Trey Young. Young is standing at about the 15-yard line and backing up. So Eck drops back, and he's looking. He's got a little time as there's not much pressure. Throws the ball at the skip pass, and that'll do it. That is the end of the first half as it falls to the turf and is incomplete as both the Bearcats and the Columbus Discoverers head to the locker room. We are tied at 7. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this timeout.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. Misco's carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back here to Foster Field on the campus of the University of Nebraska at Kearney, as the Bearcats right now are tied with Columbus 7-7. Here at intermission, and the Kearney High marching band taking the field, their first show of the year, and always a great sight out there as the Bearcats, great numbers for their marching band. There's a lot of other great activities going around here on, well, this campus, the UNK campus, as well as the campus over at Kearney High, and Kearney Catholic being involved in it as well. It's an event that's called Kearney Tackles Cancer, and here to talk to us about it is Jessica Day, one of my colleagues. How are you doing, Jessica?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing very well.
Good.
And tell us a little bit about Kearney Tackles Cancer, kind of in general, what's going on here.
Well, we are, again, this is the second year that we have been doing Kearney Tackles Cancer, and this year we are trying to get past the $25,000 mark to raise money for cancer patients in town that are struggling financially to meet the needs. You know, it's expensive, you know, paying for those bills, and, you know, $20 to help, you know, to get you to the cancer center for a chemo treatment means a lot to families. And so that is the goal, to raise as much money as we can for families here in Kearney, Nebraska.
And the families can use this money for a lot of different things, can they not?
They can. It's not necessarily maybe for treatment, but it's just simply for the cost of everything that go into it, because it is a financial burden, just a little something extra to help these families out.
You know, it could be hotel rooms, somebody from out of town, you know, the gas and the food. I mean,
the simple things that you don't think about that are a struggle to pay for.
And again, you know, there's a lot of pressure there, and that just kind of relieves that pressure. And again, all the money stays right here in the community. And that's really kind of a neat deal. And, you know, really kind of started last year. Kearney High did it. Kearney Catholic thought it was a good idea. They kind of did something. And this year, it's taken a little bit different path.
Yes. Mary Kay Redmond and Jana Welsh have been instrumental in this, as well as your lovely wife over at Kearney Catholic and your daughter. But, you know, and the kids at Kearney High School as well, they've kind of taken it to a whole different level with, you know, we had the kickoff barbecue, which we raised almost $10,000 or a little bit over. They are having a big variety show coming up later on this month, right around the time when the event actually takes place. There's a car wash tomorrow at Sonic, a free will donation where you can show up, get your car washed, and whatever, you know, you feel you want to give to this great cause, you know, we would gladly take it from you and put it to good use.
And they were selling some T-shirts.
T-shirts, $10.
Pink's been a popular color, but a little bit different look this year, too.
A little bit different. You have your choice. You can choose from the pink or the neon green.
And it glows
in the dark. A
little
bit of luck of the green, exactly. So you have your choice, and the goal is then to wear it out on September 17th and 18th. There is just a plethora of games that you can go to that weekend. We've got the Kearney High football team playing Bellevue West. We have the Kearney Catholic football team playing Cambridge. And then the next day, it's kind of the Lopers' term. They've teamed up with us this year. And the volleyball team plays Adams State. And the football team plays Mesa State. So the goal is to buy that T-shirt in support of the Tackle Cancer and then to wear it out that day and show your support.
And it is a community-wide event.
Community-wide event.
The forms to buy the T-shirts available at all the schools?
At all the schools. You can pick them up. You know, we have them available here tonight if you're listening. Tomorrow, if you come on out to the Loper game against Wayne State, you can pick one up there as well. You can call Mary Kay Redmond is the contact at Kearney High. You can call Kim Bushcutter. She's the Kearney Catholic contact. Myself, Jessica Day, if you want to contact me through anybody at UNK Wondering, and then the community contact would be Dana Welsh up at the Cancer Center at Good Sam.
And I know the elementary schools are going to be getting those, and the middle schools,
absolutely,
and all the
yep.
high schools, and so it's out there.
It's out there.
Especially if you're out looking for it, and that's what we're hoping people will do is they'll go out there and start looking for this.
That's what we're hoping.
And
those to great people for a great cause, because let's face it, cancer sucks.
Hey, you said it.
Yes.
You know, Mary Kay doesn't like that word.
Yes.
So. you have to explain that to her.
Yes.
I don't have to. All right, Jessica Day, thank you so much for stepping up here and helping us out.
Absolutely.
And you should have wore the Tackle Cancer shirt, and that's the cut shirt.
Hey, I got to see Wrigley Field for the first time. Come on.
Well, my condolences. Okay, anyway. Thanks, Jessica.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the halftime numbers for Columbus and Kearney High. We're tied at 7 at intermission, and we're back after this.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back here to Foster Field as Kearney High and Columbus tied at 7. The first drive of the game, the Bearcats march 80 yards down the field, and Taylor Fish hit Tyler Shields for a 24-yard pass, made it 7-0. And then in the second quarter, after the second of two Kearney High turnovers, it was the running back for Columbus right up the middle, and the moving legs of Dylan Lushen drives him in from 8 yards out after his quarterback Jake Eck had a 58-yard run earlier in the drive, really a two-play drive essentially, as then Columbus was able to tie things up at 7-7 with 3:45 to go in the second quarter. So take away about one play for Columbus, and the Bearcats really have dominated things here in the first half. And wouldn't you agree, Don Lee?
Yes, I do agree. I think, except for, like you said, two plays that Columbus had there, you know, Kearney High has been moving the football, and they don't have a lot of yards rushing, but just enough to keep them off balance. They can't just sit there and go, okay, we're going to try to stop the pass, and then, you know, and then all of a sudden Kearney High runs a few little counters, a few things up the middle. So they've been doing a good job of balancing it out. The pass play of Taylor Fish to Tyler Shields has been connecting very well. As they moved down the football field in the first possession there, and connected three times for about 70 some yards and a touchdown, so you know that connection has been real well. And now Taylor's starting to find other people that are open, because it seems like they're kind of rolling some safety a little bit over towards Tyler's side of the field, and he's doing a very good job, Taylor is, of finding open people.
And right now, Kearney High certainly outgaining Columbus. I haven't told up all of Columbus's numbers here, but Kearney High outgaining them. And we really kind of expected both teams to really run the football, but Kearney High's got most of their success in the air.
Yeah, they have. Taylor Fish has done a great job of finding open receivers, and he's spreading the football around. You know, like I said, they've kind of rolled a safety over towards Tyler Shields' side because, you know, on that first possession, they just kind of found Tyler on a lot of things, whether it was an out and in, or, just a fade route, like we said in the opening comments about Kearney High, that's going to be a tough play to stop is Taylor Fish to Tyler Shields with his height and his jumping ability and his athleticism. So, Kearney High, when you look at things and you watch, if you happen to watch a film on this game, they dominated the game and, a couple of plays by Jake Eck, but it looked like they had him stopped, and he ended up breaking it for 58 yards, and then another play right up the middle by Dylan Lushen, right in the middle, and end up getting the touchdown. That Lushen guy, he runs football extremely, extremely hard.
And Maloli is trying to as well, but he's been held in check. He's got 7 carries for only 11 yards here in the first half.
Yep, and they've gone to him a few times. And he's had a couple of plays where right off the bat, the play has been a little bit slow developing, and they caught him in the backfield for a 2 or 3 4 yard loss. But then he's broken a couple of them for about 5, 6, 7, 8 yard gains and stuff too. But like I said, it looked like to me, in the first half, Kearney High has been kind of, dominating the game.
And unfortunately, it doesn't appear that way on the scoreboard as we are tied at 7-7. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. We take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. We're going to take a break. We'll take a look at the numbers right after this.
Put your car or truck back to factory stacks. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West.
You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back here to Foster Field. 7-7, Kearney High and Columbus. Let's take a look at the numbers. First of all, for the Discoverers, they're led by Dylan Lushen. He has carried the ball 12 times for 47 yards. And his quarterback, Jake Eck, has 1 carry for 58 yards. That's a pretty good average. And the only other guy to carry the football was Saul Rendon. Rendon's carried the ball twice on some wingback counters and has lost 7 yards on those 2 carries. So for Columbus on the ground, they have carried the ball 15 times for 98 yards. And again, Lushen, the leading rusher, 12 carries for 47 yards. And in the air, Columbus's quarterback, Eck, is 5 of 12 for a total of 40 yards passing the football. Now for Kearney High on the ground, as a team, they've rushed for a total of 28 yards. Leading the way is Zach Maloli. Maloli has carried the ball 7 times for 11 yards. Taylor Fish has carried the ball 6 times for 8 yards. And Spencer Lindsay has 1 carry for 9 yards. So 28 yards on the ground here for Kearney High. They've been doing their damage in the air as Taylor Fish has had a nice game throwing the ball. He is 8 of 11 in the air for 141 yards. His favorite target is Tyler Shields. Shields has 5 catches in the game, including that 24-yard touchdown, and he has over 100 yards in the air. I forgot to total up his numbers, but I think I can do it here pretty quick. 31, the 55. He has right at 105, 106 yards in the air here in the first half. So Shields has gone past the century mark in receiving, and Kearney High, 8 of 11 in the air for 141 yards. And I don't think Brandon Cool wanted to put the ball in the air as much as he did. He just was having success, and why would you stop and go away from what's working?
Exactly right. You know, and then, you know, he's had a couple of, you know, Taylor Fish has had a couple of drop passes. Otherwise, he'd have been 10 out of 11 on certain things. But he's thrown the football extremely well. And like you said, Randy, I don't think that was the, kind of the game plan coming in. But, you know, when you're having success like that, why not just keep going at it? And Taylor's doing a good job of starting to find other receivers as, you know, they're starting to, you know, kind of double team.
And the other stat is probably the key stat. Kearney has turned the ball over twice,
yes.
And Columbus hasn't turned the ball over at all. And those two turnovers came in the running game, not in the passing game. They came in the running game.
Yep.
And as a result, again, I would not be surprised to see Kearney maybe be a little bit pass heavy here in the second half.
Yeah, I agree. Like you said, you know, besides those two turnovers, Kearney High has kind of, you know, done a lot of things very well, and one of the biggest things is in the passing game. And, I would, like you said, I think they'll start doing a little bit more of that in the second half. You know, having great success in the first half, why not keep at it?
And another nice thing, we haven't, you know, a lot of times the first game of the year, you get a lot of cramping, you get a lot of kids that are, having this problem. It's a little bit cooler tonight, so they have not had a lot of those problems out there. It's been a very clean game. If you get the little stingers, you're out for a play here or there. But I don't think anybody's been really injured in this game at all, and that's nice to see. So that would be our Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center Injury Report. Family Physical Therapy knows everyone, regardless of their age or ability, has an ups once in a while. It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back into the game of life. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy to rehab you back. And they have locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Elm Creek, Franklin, Family Physical Therapy, and Sports Center dedicated to helping you get back into the game of life. We're going to take another break. When we come back, it will be Columbus who should be getting the ball to start the second half here. And we'll set that up for you. When we come back here at the Foster Field right after this, timeout.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. Misco's carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Beautiful night for football, and everything's great here at Foster Field, except with the possible exception of the scoreboard. It's okay. We're tied 7-7, Kearney High and Columbus. Again, I think both these two teams are still feeling each other out just a little bit and also figuring out their teams. One of the questions we had was, how good was that offensive line going to be from Kearney High? That was one of the key areas we kind of looked at. And I think, it might be a bit of a mixed bag a little bit.
Yeah, you know, at times it looks very, very good. They're doing a pretty good job of giving Taylor Fish some time to throw the football, and Taylor's looking good back there in the backfield, you know, standing in there and throwing the football. So, you know, it's going to be, you know, as in the pregame show, with Coach Cool, he said, you know, we'll make some adjustments on the fly and see what happens.
Well, and I think they're doing a good job. That offensive line is doing a good job with protection, but the running game just hasn't really kind of kicked in. There's been a few holes in there that have closed kind of quickly, but and a couple of holes that negated a couple of nice runs as well. But I think, you know, they're going to have to maybe do a – you're going to have to run the football a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, you get ahead, then you're really going to try to pound it down the throat. So, you know, I don't want to say that we're going to see the old San Diego Chargers from 82. I mean, it's not going to be Eric Coryell out there. But I think Kearney High is probably going to be thinking a little bit more pass-heavy. than what they really kind of anticipated. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Lindsay is teeing up the football at the 40-yard line, as it will be Columbus back to receive the kick. And back for the Discoverers will be number 30, Saul Rendon, and Derek Hammond, number 34. So Rendon and Hammond back there. And Lindsay just about all ready to go. He'll step into it, and the second half is underway. A high kick, and it is going to go about 10 yards deep. It goes into and through the end zone. So it'll be first and 10 for the Discoverers at the 20-yard line.
Yep, nice job kicking off that time. Like you said, about 10 yards, almost 10 yards deep into the end zone that time. So nice foot by Derek Lindsay.
And he's got a breeze at his back, but it's a breeze. It's not really a wind. And Kearney High has had a great run of kickers. They really have.
They have.
They've had a great run of kickers here. And Lindsay, just the next in the line there.
I'm sorry, I think I said Derek Lindsay. Spencer Lindsay.
Well,
I think I said Derek Lindsay.
Yeah, you'd have to deal with his dad, too, if he's too often. So first and 10 here for Eck from the 20-yard line, and Eck's going to hand it off to Washington. Oh, he keeps it himself. ISO right up the middle, breaks one tackle at the 25-yard line, and it's a good thing they handed off the football, because Lushen was going to be knocked for a 5-yard loss there, and I think Lushen may have been handed the ball, and Eck took it back away from him.
Yeah, because he stuck it right in there, and there was a Kearney High guy that just blew it up that time, and he took it right back out and pulled it out and ended up picking up about 8 yards on the play.
Well, I had to draw my attention away from it. It was either number 50, Zach Yoakum, or number 60, Lane Thomas. There was a big zero there, and Lushen is, again, behind his quarterback. And this time they do hand the ball to Lushen, and Lushen lunges forward, a gain of about two and a half yards, and he's got enough for the first down.
Yep, just a little bit of power football right there. Take the ball right up, and like we said, you know, him and Zach both run the football. You know, Zach Molley for Kearney High and Lushen for Columbus run the football extremely hard. Wasn't much of a hole there, but just enough to pick up the first down.
You know, that 8 yard gain for Eck really brought down his per rush average.
Yeah, it did.
He's got runs of 58 and 8 yards now. It'll be first and 10 just across the 30 yard line. Shotgun for Eck. He will keep the ball on the ISO and lock the football! Stripped out of his hands, and the Bearcats have it. Trey Anderson tackled the ball, knocked it away from Eck, and the ball has fallen on by number 33, Zach Maloli. But credit Anderson for forcing the turnover.
Yep, a good job by Trey Anderson that time. As you said, he kind of just attacked the football as Eck tried to kind of hand it off, and then, you know, going to do a little bootleg, and there was Trey Anderson right there, just attacked the football and stripped it right out of his hand.
We have some more scores for you. Giltner 22, Shelby 20 at the half, and Adams Central is leading Sydney 14-0. That game, too, is at halftime. Here, the Bearcats have it in great position. They've got it first and 10 from the 30-yard line. It is Lindsay in motion. Fish will take the snap out of the shotgun. He's going to throw the ball deep, and Shields can't get there. Just a stride too far.
Yep, and pretty good pass by Taylor Fish. Like you said, just a tad bit out of the reach of Shields that time, but a nice, you know, play action, and there it was. He was down the field a little bit, and almost connected for another touchdown.
There is a flag on the far side over there. It is an illegal shift against Kearney High, and we'll see if they push them back or just say, I'd rather have it be second and 10 from the 30. I think they're going to take the penalty, and we'll have a replay of the down.
Yep, as they took them back 5 yards, like you said, an illegal shift on that play.
Yeah, and, you know, Coach Cool does that all the time. I mean, you get the turnover, he goes right for the throat.
Yep.
He goes right for the throat. I love it. First and 15 from the 35. They're going to put the tight end to the right side, a couple of wingbacks to the right as well, one wide out to the left, shotgun. Hand off to Maloli. Nope, they fake the handoff, and Fish dances to the outside. He gets close to the original line of scrimmage. He's going to be just a little bit short there. Gain of about four for Fish on the ISO.
Yep, and then, you know, just a quick little, you know, fake the handoff to Zach, and then Columbus is kind of biting on that, and Fish is able to just kind of tuck it and go, you know, in between about the guard and tackle on the other side to pick up about 4 yards on the play.
So it'll be second and 11, ball spotted at the 31-yard line, and there's a stoppage by the officials. They have a disc- discussion. We got a meeting of zebras near the football as they're working something out here. 10:21 to go here in the third quarter. Kearney High, great opportunity after Columbus has their first turnover of the game. Bearcats still have had more turnovers than what the Discoverers have had. 2-1, disadvantage for Kearney High. Blitz picked up, Fish will throw, and the pass is incomplete off the fingertips. Really the first ball that wasn't right on the money, and Trey Young couldn't come up with it.
Yep, Trey just about had a great catch that time, and like you said, it was just a little bit high, but he kind of tipped it and about caught it on the second time there.
And Young showed some guts because he was in traffic.
Yes.
You got to know on that pattern that they're coming.
Yeah.
And so when you go up, you know that you're exposed.
Yeah.
And he went up, knocked it, almost caught the tip ball. He was hit at that point.
Yeah.
And so really about the first time all day that Fish has been off the money. It'll be third and 11 from the 31-yard line. They need to get right to the 20. And this is kind of in that middle ground here. But first things first, shotgun formation. Fish is going to roll. Pressure coming. Throws. Pass. Oh, through the hands and incomplete. Jacob Lundgren laid out for it, and it went right through his hands. Would have been an impressive catch in the end zone. So it is incomplete.
Yep. You know, and a good pass. Put the ball where it wasn't going to, you know, have a chance to be intercepted or anything. And Lundgren made a great, great effort just laying out there. Ball just off his fingertips right there, but a great play.
And here we go. We're going to have a field goal attempt of about 48 yards. It might be a little bit past the 38-yard line there. So this is either 48 or a 49-yard field goal for Lindsay. So Spencer Lindsay will try to give the Bearcats the lead. He may have the leg for it. Snap is down. The kick is up. It is high. And it is good! 48-yard field goal for Spencer Lindsay. Gives Kearney High a 10-7 lead with 10:03 to go here in the third quarter. Bearcats back on top. We're back after this timeout.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West.
You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
So Spencer Lindsay, after kicking the 48-yard field goal, will now kick off to the Discoverers as the Bearcats have scored on their opening drive of the second half just as they scored on their opening drive of the first half. Granted, they had a short field thanks to the turnover. Lindsay, I think you might hit split the uprights again. Just a little bit to the left. But there was no chance of that ball being returned. I would say young Spencer Lindsay is a little motivated, a little excited.
Yeah, I would say so, too. He put his foot into that one. And like you said, it looked like he was going to split the uprights on the kickoff, and it was close, just a little bit to the left side.
He's got a nice leg. And, again, that's a pretty good weapon. You know,
yeah.
Noah Gable and Maher from the last couple of years. Kearney High has had a great string of kickers. It's been about 6 years since they've had somebody that you wouldn't consider to be a stellar kicker.
Yep.
And being only a junior, they're going to have him next year. And all sorts of a mess here for Columbus as they snap the football. Everybody's moving, so that's a legal procedure on just about everybody that had a white jersey on. I think maybe the center may have forgotten to snap. That might be why so many people were moving.
There was about three flags thrown on that play. Like, well, wait a second here. So
I think one of them flew from Centennial Towers West over there. Everybody saw that was a mess. So it'll be first and 15 from the 15-yard line, and that is the third penalty against Columbus. Kearney High has had 4 5-yard penalties. Columbus has had 3 5-yard penalties. Bearcats turned the ball over twice. Columbus has turned the ball over once now, and the Bearcats did turn that into a touchdown. So there's been 10 points in this game scored off of turnovers. 7 by Columbus, 3 by Kearney High. I think those are all the mundane stats I can think of. Shotgun formation, maybe a double pass as Tim makes the catch. A little bubble screen is what it turned out to be. And he, when he's tackled, actually it's going to be a loss, but he's going to get forward progress. to about the 17-yard line. So it's going to be a gain of about, oh, I gave him a little bit more than I thought. He gained about three.
Yeah, but, you know, he caught the ball and just kind of turned up, and there was about five or six Blue Kearney High guys right there to meet him and stuff. So, you know, gain of about 3 yards on that play.
And Columbus rarely throws the ball more than about 5 yards past the line of scrimmage. They might throw it, you know, from one side to the other, but they usually don't throw that ball very deep at all. And the Cats haven't thrown it, you know, real deep very often, but they will extend the field a little bit more than what Columbus will. Trips to the right, shotgun formation, Eck rolls out, pressure coming, and the pass is through the hands and incomplete. They tried to get it to the tight end, and recognizing the pattern was Trey Anderson, and Anderson maybe just a half stride behind the play as he wasn't able to make the catch.
Yep, as Zach Maloli came blitzing through there, and Lushen had to pick him up. And as he turned and threw the football, Eck did. Trey broke on the football just about as well as the tight end did.
You know, Lushen made a nice pickup.
Yeah,
he really did, because Maloli came through there, and Eck had probably more time, but, you know, he got excited because he almost got killed, as Lushen saved his life probably.
Yeah.
Two wideouts right, two left, shotgun formation. Eck will hand to Lushen. Lushen right up the middle, hit, but nobody wraps him up, and then he's going to be stopped at about the 18-yard line after a gain of about two. Schreiner was the first one there, and just a hard hit on hard hit, and wasn't wrapped up. And finally, wrapping things up was Caleb Griffin.
Yep, that, you know, it's just a hard run by Lushen, you know, and I think that's what Columbus is going, well, let's don't turn the ball over like they did last time. Just get something we can right up the gut here and try to punt the football away.
Yeah, just it doesn't kill you. It might make you stronger here, and they just don't want to make mistakes. So to punt the ball is going to be Brandon Nichols, number 73. Lindsey's back there with Schreiner. So a couple of juniors back there to return the kick. And a flag thrown just as the ball was snapped. And I'm sure that's going to be on Columbus. That might even be, that's legal procedure. Again, they've had one really good snap.
Yeah.
And that was the one time Kearney High came with all the pressure.
You know, that snap was pretty high right
pretty
there.
Pretty high. Yeah, number 73s are not generally known for their vertical. But a nice job there by Nichols to make sure that you know, a 220-pound frame got that up in the air. So we'll see what Kearney High does here on special teams. Good snap here for Nichols, and they're setting up the return. It's a high kick, and they kick it over the shoulder for Lindsey. Lindsey picks it up, maybe outkicked the coverage, comes back in the middle, and a little bit of a grab on the helmet, and they're not going to throw the flag, as they're not going to say there was the grasp, just kind of a hand that kind of grazed the top of the helmet. In any event, nice job by Lindsey to pick up the ball as quickly as he did. He got the ball to the 40-yard line, so it'll be first and 10 here for Kearney High.
Yep, and, you know, nice. Pretty nice snap that time by Columbus, and a good kick that time as Kearney High was up a little bit and kind of went over Lindsey's head and got a good bounce and picked it up and picked up what he could on that.
So first and 10 from the 40. Bearcats here are trying to get something going, and as Schreiner will be the tailback behind Fish, and Fish doing something you haven't seen a lot of, and that is get under center. And he's going to run the ball back to his tailback, and Schreiner knifing to that right side. And Columbus was just a step behind that play all the way through. Fish barely got the handoff off. Schreiner then had somebody in his back pocket all the way through.
Yep, as he got the snap, and David Fish took off the run to give the ball back to Schreiner. There was a guy from Columbus right there as he handed it off. And then there was a guy right there on Schreiner, ready to tackle him. And Schreiner did a good job of picking up about 5 yards on that play.
So nice little gain on the play. We are midway, well, actually not quite midway. I forgot that we played 12-minute quarters. It's been a long time since we had a high school football game. 7.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter, and there's contact in underneath, and we'll see whether or not the blitzing linebacker was drawn offside, as Lushen actually came through and hit one of the Bearcats, but we'll see whether or not he was drawn off. And the guys in blue jerseys are clapping, so it is going to be encroachment. A five-yard penalty on Columbus. And so that'll give them a first down.
Yep. You know, with that penalty on Columbus, you know, enough for Kearney High to pick up the first down on that.
And again, for the Bearcats, what they would love to do is get a nice methodical drive, get that confidence back up, get ahead by 10 points, because Columbus, as we said, offensively, they've had the one big play, and then they followed it up when they had the momentum with the touchdown. But for the most part, Connie High's defense has really held them in check. Shotgun formation here for Fish. He's got trips to the left. He's rolling out. He throws in underneath. Two blue jerseys there, and it is incomplete. And I think he was trying to get the ball to Shields. Also down there was Dylan Miller.
Yep.
I don't think the pattern was probably designed to have those two guys
right
in there close together.
Yeah, and I think you're right. He looked like he was trying to get the ball to Shield, and he kind of just did a little hook pattern and just sat right there. But there was another person right there too. So like you said, I don't know. I don't think that was a play designed for two guys in one area.
And again, you know, first game of the year,
yep.
It's going to be a little dicey there. Ball's at the 49-yard line. The Bearcats have it in Columbus territory. Shotgun formation again for Fish. And he's going to hand the ball off to his tailback. And breaking one tackle is Schreiner, and he chugs forward out to the 45-yard line. So he's going to gain about four on the play when it could have just as easy had been no gain.
Yeah, you know, right in the backfield once he got the football handed to him, there was a couple of Columbus guys right there meet him, and he did a good job of keeping his balance, got hit, kept his balance, picked up, you know, 4 yards on the play.
And this is by design. I don't think that Maloli is injured. They just want Schreiner to have some touches, and they want Maloli to have some fresh legs later on. So shotgun here for Fish. He's going to roll to his right, steps up, throws, catch on that far side by Lundgren. Lundgren breaks one tackle. He's down the sideline and pushed out of bounds at the 22-yard line. A 23-yard gain for the Bearcats. First and 10, Kearney High.
Yep, a nice little out pattern. And Lundgren just basically ran a little 8-yard out, but he made the first guy kind of miss. You know, didn't wrap up. The first guy didn't, and he ended up taking us down the field for another, 10 yards on the game.
Well, the other Bearcats are tied 7-7, Scotts Bluff and McCook. Skyler, 36, Hastings, nothing. Loomis, 66, Harvard, 6. They got the clock moving there. And Adams Central with a 20-0 lead over Sydney. And right here, Kearney High with a 10-7 lead over the Columbus Discoverers. They have it first and 10, ball spotted at the 23-yard line. And the handoff to Schreiner. Schreiner met in the backfield, bounces to the outside, cuts it back now to the inside, breaks another tackle, and has it first and goal for the Cats.
Nice run by Schreiner at that time. He got hit and stood up right there at the beginning, and he kind of bounced out to the outside, made a nice little cut back to the inside, and, you know, the Kearney Bearcats are first and goal from about the 8-yard line right now, 7-8-yard line.
And who would have thought that the running back in the I formation that had the most yards would be Derek Schreiner? He's carried the ball only 3 times, but he has more yards right now than Zach Lamoli.
Yep, and he's done a very good job of, you know, just like that play right there, kind of making something out of nothing.
Well, they didn't wrap up. I mean,
yeah.
There was a good hard hit there, but Schreiner bounced off of it because he kept his legs moving and kept driving. The ball spotted at the 7. Fish is going to roll to his left, throws, and it's caught. Touchdown! Tyler Shields, 7-yard score, his second touchdown of the day, and the Cats push the lead to 16-7.
Yep, nice little, outplay. Just, pushed right to the inside, hit him on the outside. Fish was right there on the money again on the pass. Shields got the ball and didn't even have to jump for this one. He's right there on the money on the pass.
Right, hit him right between the 8 and the 8. And
yep.
Again, the coverage was in underneath, and it might even been a read with how the defense was playing. They were playing him deep, so he cut the pattern short. Either that or they just happened to pick the right pattern. In any event, a nice connection between the wide receiver and the quarterback, and now Spencer Lindsay will try to give the Cats a 10-point lead. Snap is a little high, handled nicely, and the kick is up and good. Give credit to Taylor Fish for a good hold and a nice kick by Spencer Lindsay, and it is a 17-7 lead here for Kearney High. 5:45 to go in the second quarter. Cats up by 10. We're back after this.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Well, Kearney High here in the second half, two possessions, 10 points. They had the short field after the turnover for Columbus, and this time they marched the distance, and they have finally taken a lead commiserate with how much they probably control this game.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and that drive there was very well mixed up with some runs, passes, and everything, so very well mixed up on that possession right there, and a nice pass again to Battered Shield right in the end zone.
I'm glad you didn't ask me to spell commiserate. Would not have happened. I'd have to Google that one, I think. So, Lindsay, and let's see if they do something different. Me, you got a leg like that, you just kick it through the end zone.
Yep.
And we'll see what they do here. They kick a little bit more of a line drive knuckleball, and it still goes through the end zone as the ball will come out to the 20-yard line. One reason why, you know, when I was on the kickoff team, please kick it through the end zone. You know, nobody gets hurt that way.
Exactly.
And they can't run it back for a touchdown. Any of that stuff. I always like when they kick the ball through the end zone, if you can.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes it works. We can pin them down to the 10 as well. So.
Exactly. You know, you got a leg like that, you got to use it.
It's a great weapon.
Yep.
It's a great weapon. We've talked about it a couple of times that Kearney High has been blessed with pretty good kickers. So let's see what Eck does here. He's in the shotgun formation. This might take Columbus a little bit more out of their running game. They do hand the ball up to Lushen right up the middle, and he has a nice little quick pop there, and he gains about 3.
Yep, just a little bit of a push by the line. Not much as far as a hole there, but with the line and Lushen running the football extremely hard, you know, nice little gain of 3 yards.
And Lushen's been held in check. He's got one run of double digits. He's got one 10-yard run. He's got a 9-yard run, and then everything else is generally in the neighborhood of 2 or 3.
Yep.
And you take that.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
It's really hard to do that on a real consistent basis. They've not been able to do that on a real consistent basis.
Yep.
So we'll be second and 7 from the 23-yard line. Man in motion for Eck, who's in the shotgun, and he'll run the option. He's looking to his right. He keeps the football, and he's going to be brought down behind the line of scrimmage. First one there was Grady Kowalski, and Kowalski, nice little tackle there. May not get credit for it, but I think he's the one that brought the quarterback down to his knees.
Yep, and then Josh Smith was right there, too, to help out clean anything up, but there just wasn't anything there as he picked the handoff in the middle and started rolling out. There was a receiver out here to the side, but he was covered, too, and he just took it up and tried to, you know, get what he could and ended up losing about a yard.
That was kind of a triple option. I think he had the option to throw the football or run the football or even hand the ball off to Lushen if he felt that something was happening there. But here he does not have – oh, they're going with the Wildcat here as Lushen will take the snap, run right up the middle, and he is met immediately at the line of scrimmage. And there just wasn't any room to run there whatsoever. The first one there was Elliot Clifford. And Clifford brought him down, I think, maybe we'll give him a yard on the play.
Yeah, and, you know, the defensive line of Kearney High is doing a great job of controlling the line of scrimmage, and there just wasn't nothing there at that time.
Well, you talked about a little bit earlier that we were talking about how good the line's going to be for Kearney High, that they kind of got a mixed review. Their offensive line got a mixed review in the first half. Second half has been pretty good on both sides of the ball.
I agree there.
So kick formation here on 4th and 6 from the 24. Back deep is going to be Schreiner as well as Lindsay. Bad snap, but having some time because there's no pressure, and kicking it is going to be Nichols, and it's going to go out of bounds. He did a great job of getting the ball off. Anything he got, it was going to be okay, and they line things up where it goes out of bounds. And I think it's going to be right at midfield. It's going to be short of midfield, so Kearney High will start in Columbus territory, and we do have an injured discoverer down on the field. And for a moment there, he wasn't moving, and good to see him finally moving down there. I'll try to check the numbers for you. We're going to take a quick break here as we've got a stoppage for an injury for a Columbus player, and we'll try to check his number for you. We'll do that right after we come back from this timeout.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. Misco's carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Well, we are not 100% sure who the Columbus player is. We believe it is number 74, Fernando Gomez. The medical staff over there for both Kearney High and for Columbus is working on him. Originally, he wasn't moving at all. He's moved his legs and everything. So this may very well be getting the wind knocked out of you, which, not that that doesn't hurt, but that's not going to be a real serious injury, we believe. So I'm sure he's going to be coming off the field here in just a little bit. Again, this injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Bertrand, now in Lexington. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center is dedicated to providing compassionate, personalized attention to each patient.
And all of it kind of started with another bad snap on the punt for Columbus. And it looked like at one time he thought about running the football because everybody kind of went back, and he ended up just punting and kind of shanking it out of bounds. And I never did get to see exactly what happened in the middle there, but there was a collision of some sort right in the middle.
Well, the ball landed out of bounds.
Yeah.
So there was no return, but, you know, that doesn't mean that the Kearney High kids aren't going to block, because the timing was way off on that play, because he dropped the ball and had to step up, and the punt came so late. And it really throws it off. And I'm looking down the sideline here, and I don't see another 74 out there, so I'm very sure that this is Fernando Gomez. And again, they're looking at him and they're talking with him, and again, Kearney High has the advantage of having some trained personnel to deal with these injuries, and the Columbus folks, and just looking at the body language out there, nobody seems to be real worried or
panic going on.
And they're not really doing a lot of work right now. I think this is probably one of those things where if he got his belt, then we're dealing with a concussion, which is a pretty serious injury we've come to discover over the years. They probably would have him up and off the sideline already. They're beginning to move him now. No, they're actually going to, I think they might be bringing in, they're moving over here at the end. So they're going to be bringing him off the field. So this is actually worse than I thought it was bad. I got the sense it probably wasn't too bad. Now they're at least precautionary. They're going to be taking him off the field. And again, didn't see the exact number here. And it is in the 70s. We've been able to verify that.
Yep. They're bringing the, stretcher out, and it might be just, like you said, something, very precautionary. Just, he might have got, his bell rung, and, he might have a slight concussion. They want to check it over and everything, because that's a pretty serious injury. And, we don't know for sure, but, they're just going to take all the precautionary reasons that they need.
And they are stabilizing his head. He did move his legs early. And there is an 8 down there. I think this is Tucker Stockwell, number 78. And, again, this is very precautionary. I think they're taking every step. I'd rather obviously be a little bit too cautious than not cautious enough. So let's talk about the wonders of this game, and glad the football is back, but you're never happy to see what's happening out here on Foster Field as they're taking the young man off the field.
Yep. Situation where neither side wants that to happen or anything. It's just contact, collision sport, and it's a situation where, like you said, they're going to take as many precautions and reasons as they can right here, and make sure that the kid's safe.
And he has moved his hands. I've seen him move his legs earlier. But again, I think we're dealing with what appears to be a neck injury, and they are going to mobilize everything and just take every precaution. But again, the indications I've been able to see, he has moved both his fingers and his feet. So that's as much as I have. And walking on the field, I would assume, would be his parents. I'm sure the folks over in Columbus are real sure who that young man is over there. And again, from our side view, I believe it's number 78, Tucker Stockwell. Number 78, we were thinking number 74 earlier. We're going to take another break here as they continue to work with the young man from Columbus. Once again, our score with 3:20 to go here in the third quarter. Kearney leading Columbus 17-7. We got a stoppage of play for an injury. We'll try to update what happens for you when we come back after this timeout.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Again, they're working on Tucker Stockwell for Columbus as they are immobilizing his neck and about to take him off the field. And his parents are down there as well. And again, I'm trying to interpret as much as I can, body language and things like that. And while they're taking all these precautions, seems the parents are kind of smiling and
yep,
aren't showing the signs of tension. And either they're cool customers or this may not be as bad as you might think it is on the surface. We certainly hope and pray that that is the case. We'll remind you that tonight on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, the Platte River Preps Scoreboard Show. Josh Jeldon, the new host of the show. So, Josh, that's like MTV guys go into the radio business after they get done. And so he's going to be host of the scoreboard show, and that'll come up after coverage that Doug and Daddy have of Ravenna and Donovan Trumbull. We can update that score for you as well. Ravenna right now leading Donovan Trumbull 20-0 at the end of three quarters of play. Two-time defending Class B champion Aurora Huskies leading Seward 28-7. That's early in the third. Fremont Bergen 17, Homer Zip, and Skyler. Ooh, my phone just died on me. Skyler with a 43-8 lead over Hastings, and that game is midway through the third quarter. And they are currently just about ready to lift and get Tucker Stockwell up on the gurney here. They're still doing some strapping here. And I'm a little blocked from the viewpoint, but Mom went back to the sideline, probably getting the car ready to go to follow the ambulance into the hospital here. First got hit, he did not move, and then he did move. I've seen him move both his legs and his hands.
Yep, and, you know, right off, like you said, right off the bat, he wasn't moving at all, but then, you know, after a few seconds, he was moving his legs, and then as the people got over there to him, he started moving his hands. So, you know, like you said, we hope and pray it's just, you know, very precautionary reasons that they're doing this, so on and so forth, so.
And they have him up, and you hear a nice round of applause from both sides of the field. Players on both sidelines are on one knee, and fans on both sides of the field are on their feet, giving him a nice round of applause. So they continue to immobilize the head and take off the field Tucker Stockwell. And he is on his way to the hospital. they take all the precautions that they can.
Yep. Both sides are starting to kind of warm up a little bit.
Stretch out a little bit. You know, the tough part, especially for the kids from Columbus, is to kind of put out of your mind that one of your classmates, your teammate, your friend is, you know, right now being immobilized and taken off the field.
Yep, and that, you know, you got a quarter and 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play, and you know, your frame of mind is, you know, with Tucker, and all of a sudden, you know, here in a couple minutes, you're going to have to start playing football again.
He literally, as they were taking him off the field, he apparently was bored with the process because he literally was twiddling his thumb. So that is an encouraging sign, and certainly sends his prayers the way of Tucker Stockwell as he's on his way to the hospital. Now back to less important issues, and that is the football game between Kearney High and Columbus. The Bearcats with a 17-7 lead, 3:20 to go here in the third. And it is first and 10 here for the Bearcats after the kick. Remember the injury occurred on the punt.
So they're trying to think, okay, how did they
get
the football?
Where are we? Yeah, where are we? Because, again, you know, it's a matter of priorities, and that obviously is a lot more important deal than what the football game is. Taylor Fish is in the shotgun formation here. First and 10, they hand it off to Maloli. Maloli sneaks through one tackle and has attached to his ankles Dylan Lushen, but he's able to move the pile forward and gains about 4 or 5 yards on the play.
Yep, just a little bit of, you know, gets the ball on the left side, kind of cracks back to the right side. Pretty good line push that time. You know, picking up about 5-6 yards on the play.
You average 5 yards a carry, you're going to, and that offense is going to be doing pretty well. So it will be second and 5 here. Again, shotgun for Fish. And off to Maloli. Same little cutback right up the middle. It's a little bit less yards there. He's going to be short of a first down. He's going to gain about 3.5 yards. That's going to set up third and short.
Yep, nice. Like you said, you know, nice little cutback. Not quite as big of a hole there that time, but it's going to bring up a, you know, third and about 2 yards for Kearney. You know, on the other side of the 40 or the 50-yard line. So, you know, maybe two down territory. You know, it's going to be a decision if they don't happen to pick it up here. But, you know, the way they've been moving the football, you know, the line's doing well.
Up by 10. I mean, if a tie game, you might bring, let's just deal with that after this play.
Yep.
Shotgun formation here for Fish. He does not have a back directly behind him. But they do run a little counter, and they hand the ball off. But there's a 5-yard penalty, I believe, on Kearney High. I didn't see a flag, but they do blow the whistles and stop play. Nope, timeout.
Timeout
for Kearney High. The reason for the whistles is Brandon Cool didn't like how things were set up, so Coach Cool calls a timeout with 2:01 to go here. 2:01 to go in the third quarter, 17-7 Kearney High. Bearcats will go for it on 3rd and 1 when we come back right after this.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
And welcome back here to Foster Field. 3rd and about 1.5 yards. Coach Cool calls the timeout and a little bit different formation as Fish and Maloli close together. Fish throws right in underneath and the ball is dropped as it hit Dylan Miller right up the middle. Just a quick little tight end curl. And Miller, it appeared from my angle, had it, but wasn't able to hold on to it as the defensive back was able to rip it out of his hand.
Yep, and, you know, nice little route set up underneath right there behind the linebacker, right in front of the linebackers. You know, linebackers were just able to kind of get him a little jolt and kind of dislodge the football.
They are going to go for it here on 4th and about 1.5 yards. Shotgun formation for Fish. He has Maloli to his right, and he's going to drop back, throw, and has the ball knocked down by Lushen. And so the defense for Columbus holds on downs. It'll be 1st and 10 for Columbus at about the 39-yard line.
Yep, and, you know, from 3rd and 1.5, and you know, Columbus did a good job, on defense there to hold Kearney from gaining that, 1.5 yards there.
And again, in years past, you'd be pretty confident with your offensive line. We're just going to quarterback sneak it. We're going to shove it right down your throat. And Kearney High is just not really quite there right now. They've been doing pretty good pass protection. And here we got a little bit of the inverted wishbone here for the Discoverers. Shotgun formation and two running backs to the right and left of the quarterback. A little cross-buck action and the ball to Lushen. And Lushen met as he gets across the 40-yard line. And he is knocked down there. I think the first blue jersey there belonged to Jackson Gannon. And so a gain of about 1 yard on the play.
Yep, and then Zach Moley came in and kind of finished him off. But, it was a good hard hit. But, the defensive line of Kearney High is kind of controlling the line of scrimmage right now. Like we said earlier, how's their line going to be? And they're doing a pretty good job.
That defensive line is doing its own, and I think there's a lot of good things out there that you're seeing on the offensive line as well. They're just not quite to that level yet where they're going to play that smash-mouth football. Man in motion here for Eck. He's going to quick pitch it over to Lushen. Lushen cuts back in the middle. A lot of blue jerseys there, and he gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. That was a deep pitch, and that speed on that defense closed in all those gaps, and there just wasn't any room to run for 23.
No, there wasn't. Like you said, they were in shotgun, and he kind of, just got the ball and kind of, quick tossed it out there to Lushen, and Lushen, tried to pick up whatever he could, but there's a lot of blue Kearney High people right there for him.
So last three carries for Lushen, he gained 1 yard, 1 yard, and 1 yard, and right now it's going to be third, and we'll call it eight here because, the last two that he's had on this drive, he's only gotten a couple of a yard each time. And they're backing up. It is a hold. I never did see the flag.
I didn't either.
I hadn't seen any indication that anything was going on until now, just now, and they backed up. So it's not an actual official attempt. Now I see the flag. And that hold was way upfield.
Yeah. Yep. And it must have landed just exactly on the yellow circle for the soccer right there.
Yeah, I did.
I didn't see it either.
It's kind of the same shade there.
Yeah.
So, in any event, they'll move them back, and they'll be third and 18. Ball spot at the 31-yard line. First game for the announcers, too.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not in mid-season form yet, either. Shotgun formation. X going to drop back. Deep drop. They're going to run the screen. They get it to Lushen on the far side. Jumps over one tackle. Schreiner pulls him down. Nice gain on the play as they gain about 15. But they needed 18, and it's going to be 4th and 3 here near midfield, short of midfield for the Discoverers. You got to think they're going to kick the football here.
Yep, and, nice play call, a little screen off to the left. Lushen, you try to get him the ball as much as possible. Hurdled one guy, made one guy, another guy miss. Like you said, he picked up about 15 yards.
And there's a timeout on the field, and I think the timeout was by Columbus. I didn't see him point one direction, but I think the timeout's Columbus. And I don't think he called timeout. Oh, it's the end of the quarter. That's what it is. End of the quarter. We'll head to the fourth. Kearney High with a 17. Told you. Not
exactly.
It's 17-7 Kearney High. We'll head to the fourth quarter right after this.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney. You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, they're going to go for it. First play of the fourth quarter. It appears they're going to go for it on fourth and three from the 46-yard line. Hand off to Lushen. No, they fake the handoff. Rolling to his right. Maloli's putting pressure on Eck. Eck throws the ball. It is complete for the first down. I don't know how he got the ball out of there, but it was caught by a well-covered Derek Hammonds, and Hammonds has enough for the first down.
Yep, and it was just one of those, you know, Zach Maloli about had him down, and he got the ball off, and then there's two guys right there with Kearney High, and he came up with the football, and the tight end did for Columbus.
And that's one of those plays, if they don't make it, they're in big trouble.
Yeah.
They would be in big trouble at that point. But as it is, hope still burns in the hearts of the Columbus Discoverers. They have it now first and 10 from the 46. They're in Kearney High territory with 11 and a half to go here in the final quarter. Hand off to Lushen. Lushen dances to the outside. Is going to be brought down by Luke McNitt. And he's going to be able to push McNitt forward just a little bit. And that's going to be a gain of about three and a half yards.
We said it a few times, just a nice hard run by Lushen, you know, taking that ball right up the middle and picking up what he can.
Lawrence Nelson, 18, Exeter Milligan, 8. That's late in the third. And Skyler for Hastings, 50-8. 8 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. Tigers, I don't think you're going to come back.
No, I don't think so either.
10:50 to go here. And obviously Columbus not in terrible straits here. They're only down by 10. Lushen, right up the middle, is met in the hole and running over Trey Young. Young kind of danced in the hole, wasn't able to keep his feet moving.
Yep.
Lushen could. So Young, who filled the hole nicely, still got pushed backwards. And it's going to be now third and about four. But a nice play by Young, even though he couldn't really drive through with that tackle. He did a nice job of jumping through the hole and clogging it.
Yeah, he did. You know, and like you said, he was kind of a little bit off balance there, and Lushen was in full stride and pushing the pile ahead.
It's probably four down territory. If you go for it at midfield, it's four down territory here. But it's third and three. Lushen right up the middle, just a hard drive, and he gains about 3.5-4 yards. That was just a quick hitter, get that guy ahead of steam, and just drive him forward, and it'll be first and 10 for Columbus.
Yeah, because they were in shotgun formation about 5 yards deep, and then Lushen was about two more yards back, and he just got ahead of steam, and the line did a pretty good job just to open up enough hole, and Lushen picked up what he needed to.
It was all a straight line. He didn't juke one way. He didn't move anywhere. It just was a straight line. Kind of a wire formation here. Two running backs to the right and left, and one in the trail. And driving up there ahead is going to be Lushen. And just some smash-mouth football here out of the shotgun as Lushen drives ahead and gains about five.
Yeah, like you said, it's just, you know, they got three running backs in the backfield and the quarterback, and they're just kind of smash-mouth footballing it right now, Columbus is.
Let's see if the defense dials something up here. They might put together some sort of run-blitz package here because they run the exact same formation here, exact same play right up the middle of Lushen, and Lushen has enough for the first down, drives right up the middle, tackling. He made the tackle, Zach Yoakum, but he had to kind of reach over a pile and tackle him high, and Lushen was able to get awfully close to the first down. I don't think he got a very good spot, to be honest with you. It'll be third and about 2 feet.
Yep, and, you know, like you said, it's just smash-mouth football. He's just following his back and picking up whatever he can on the play.
Again, shotgun formation, and now they have some movement up front. And that's going to cost them 5 yards. Again, they got a running back just to the right, just to the left of the quarterback out of the shotgun. And they have Lushen about 2 yards behind them.
Yep.
And so you can move three guys and put them into any hole you want to. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're just playing smash mouth
football, yep.
Just coming right at you. So a 5-yard illegal procedure penalty here for Columbus will make it now third and six. But they've been kind of reeling off about 5 yards a pop here last three, four carries.
Yes, they have. Just lining him up and just saying, here we are. And now they come out of that formation.
They do have one back in the backfield with Eck. And, of course, that would be Lushen.
Yep.
Two wideouts to the right, two wideouts to the left. And they'll just run it right up the middle with Eck. And Eck is knocked back by Schreiner. And that might even be a short loss on the play. And that's going to set up fourth and long.
Yep.
From the 30, 31-yard line.
nice line push that time by Carney High, getting in the backfield and being able to have their linebackers slow and pick up, you know, the quarterback at that time. But, you know, good line push by Carney High.
Yeah. There, I mean, really, I think the line's done a pretty good job of holding their own. But when you get a couple of extra running backs in there, you're just outnumbered.
Yep.
And that's what happened on that previous drive. And if I'm Columbus, I'm wondering why I would change that. They had so much success.
Uh-huh.
They are going to try a field goal here. This will be a 47-yard field goal. And so a 47-yard attempt coming up here by Oliveira. And it is a high kick, and it looks wide to the left. It had the distance, but it is no good. So Gustavo Oliveira can't answer back the long field goal that was hit earlier today by Lindsay, as he misses from actually a yard shorter than what Lindsay was able to hit. And so the score remains 17-7. And that might take a little bit of the air out of Columbus' sail.
Yep, and, you know, the situation, they were down 10, needed a field goal anyway sometime, you know. Might as well
need try. Need two scores.
Yep.
You're more likely to get that than fourth and about nine.
Yeah, exactly.
And in high school, unlike the college game, the ball, if it goes through the end zone, it's a touchback. So the ball is at the 20-yard line here for Carney High. And in the shotgun is going to be Fish. He'll hand it to Maloli. Maloli's hit in the backfield and is able to nudge forward. We'll see where they spot it. He gained about a half yard.
Yep. You know, as he got the ball in the backfield, there's a couple of Columbus guys right there. To make the tackle, and not much of a gain for Zach on that play.
And for Carney High, you know, they would prefer to work the clock as much as possible to get a couple of first downs. You can really start milking it here. But you can't just steal on the ball here. I mean, you really, if you could get another drive, get another touchdown, that would probably do it. They lead it here 17-7 with 6:47 to go here in the final quarter. And Fish is going to milk the clock just a little bit. Countdown starts, and we've got illegal procedure, I believe, against Carney High.
Yeah, it looks like a few people jumped a little bit too soon that time on the snap.
Well, Fish is looking back at the back judge, and the back judge starts a countdown once he starts that little motion with his hand.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a real good idea of exactly how much time he has left. And Fish, once he started the count, I think was kind of a quick count that threw people off.
Yep.
He stood there waiting for a while, and again, not as disciplined game one as you're going to be game six, game seven,
yep,
game
exactly.
eight. So 5-yard penalty against Carney High again, their fifth 5-yard penalty, all of them illegal procedures of one type or another. Ball back to the 15-yard line, second and 15. Fish is going to step up. He fakes the pass, is going to run, breaks one tackle at the 20-yard line and is wrapped up there. He gains 5 yards on the play. Nice little pump fake. Got the defenders out of position, but then filling up the hole was Tommy Ernst right at the 20-yard line.
Yep. You know, really there wasn't much because they looked like they sent Tyler Shields on a fly route, and there's a little bit of pressure on Fish, and he just decided, you know, pump fake and then pick up what he could on that play.
And it's a veteran play, understanding that an incomplete pass stops the clock.
Yep.
Turnover is devastating, and 5 yards is 5 yards.
Exactly.
Third and 10 from the 20 here, 5:40 to go. Fish steps up, throws the ball. It is caught. Fish has it, Shields has it, but short of the first down. He has it about the 28-yard line. Covering on the play and then making the tackle efficiently was Cody Liss, and so it will be a kicking situation here for the Bearcats.
Yep, just a nice, you know, hoping that, you know, if he could break a tackle or something, maybe pick up a first down, but Columbus did a good job once he caught the football and tackling him right there in the spot. He's going to be a couple yards short of the first down.
So Shield catches 8 balls tonight so far and has about 113 yards. And we've got a timeout for Columbus after a fair amount of time and worked out the clock. So if you're going to call timeout, take it about
right
20 seconds
bat, yeah.
earlier. But in any event, with 5:02 to go here in the fourth quarter, the Discoverers are forced to call a timeout. It'll be 4th and 2 for the Cats from the 28-yard line. They'll be in kick formation. We come back right after this.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. Misco's carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Not this great. In kick formation is going to be Spencer Lindsay, our engineer Grants. With Coach Lease and myself have something really great in common, and that is a love of the Miami Dolphins.
That's right. That's right. And all you people out there listening, you know, don't give me anything, you know, later on, because we're going to be in the Super Bowl.
Little pooch kick here for Lindsay, and it's going to just kind of nub down to about the 49-yard line. It's going to be short of midfield. It's going to end up being a 21-yard kick. Takes a little time off the clock, but, you know, they wanted to make sure that there was no block, and they also wanted to make sure that there wasn't a big return. And so that was really kind of a nice, safe punt call. A little unusual, but a nice, safe punt call there. And so it'll be Columbus ball near midfield. And another injured player here for Columbus. This one appears to be just a turned ankle or something like that, because sitting down and just kind of motioning for a little bit of help was Mike Menlar. And Menlar is being attended to at midfield. And both teams are going to head to the sideline as they attend to Menlar. And they get him up off the ground pretty quickly here as he's going to start gimping over to the sideline. He cannot put any weight on that left ankle. I think that's probably a turned ankle.
Yeah, that's kind of what it looks like.
And he's starting to put a little bit more weight on it as you go, which is a good sign.
Yep. And like you said, Randy, on the punt, I think Lindsay just basically one-stepped it and just got it off. Just make sure that, you know, they do get it off and get a safe punt off.
And the thing is, a one-step punt from Spencer Lindsay is still a 21-yard punt with no return. I mean, that's a nice, safe play. You don't have to worry about the big return.
Yep.
They're not going to block it. And that's a nice, safe punt call. That probably is even what they call it.
Yep. Like you said, you know, they still want to get a punt block and then all of a sudden scoop and score, or scoop it up and, you know, they got 10 yards to go for a touchdown. Instead, they got to go 50 yards for a touchdown now.
Yeah. So, again here, Kearney High, if they can keep them out of the end zone this drive, you know, they'd be in pretty tall cotton. You give up the touchdown, now that's a different deal altogether. So this is an important moment in the game, this drive here with 4:53 to go, fourth quarter. Kearney High leading at 17-7. They lead by two scores, and in the shotgun is going to be Eck. And Eck's going to hand it to Lushen. Lushen right up the middle, pulled down at about the 45-yard line. Gain of about three.
Yep, and, you know, just nice handoff to Lushen again. He, like we said many times, runs that football extremely hard, picks up what he can.
23rd carry of the night for Lushen. And I don't have his numbers total up there, but he's under 80 yards. X going to roll to his right of a quick count and a sliding catch. It is caught on that far side by Cody Liss. And Liss with a nice little gain there of only about 4 or 5 yards.
Columbus is right up there and ready to roll again.
They're running the two-minute offense here with 4 minutes and 9 seconds to go. Eck rolls right, pass high, and through the hands of both the Columbus player and the Bearcat. Jacob Lundgren had a shot at it. It was tipped just a little bit in front of him by Liss. That's probably what kept Lundgren from making the interception and pretty much ending this football game, because it had been a one-on-one deal there.
Yeah.
Lundgren would have been able to make the catch, he may have gone the distance.
Yep. We mentioned that earlier, you know, where Taylor Fish's passes haven't been that high. They've been kind of on, you know, the shorter part of things. Things like this can happen, you know, a chance for an interception.
X, deep drop, screen. They get the ball to Lushen, and Lushen slips and falls at the 40-yard line, and that's going to keep him from getting a first down. He would have got the first down had he been able to make that cut. He wouldn't have got a whole lot more after that, and that was fourth down, so the defense holds here. And so it will be first and 10 for Kearney High. Just a real quick little hitter on fourth down, and a slip by Columbus keeps them from getting the first down.
Yep, and like you said, I think he probably would have picked up the first down if he wouldn't have slipped there, because he did have a few blockers out in front. You know, he probably would have picked up another 4 or 5 yards and would have picked up probably the first down.
And he only needed about 2 yards there. Shields is spread out wide to the left, shotgun formation, and my money's on a handoff here, and it's going to be kept by Fish. He lost the ball. Now he's just going to come back in the middle. Breaks one tackle, gets across the line of scrimmage, and has gained about 2 yards on the play. They threw the little beanbag there to represent that that was a fumble because the snap didn't look like a bad snap. Just Fish dropped it, and then that threw off the timing. And Fish smartly didn't try to force the ball to Schreiner. Schreiner went up there and blocked for his quarterback, and they just got what they could. And what they got was about 2.5 yards.
Yeah, like you said, it was a smart play by Fish just to, you know, kind of dance around, try to pick up what he could. And Schreiner did a good job of blocking for him.
Kind of a little fire drill there.
Yeah.
Just panicking with 3:15 to go. And off to Schreiner. Schreiner shrugs off one tackle. Met at the 35. Pushes the pile forward to about the 34, maybe the 33. Hard hit there by Tommy Ernst, who lost his helmet running into Derek Schreiner.
Yep, and just a nice, quick, you know, hard run by Schreiner. You know, pick up whatever they can on this. And he picked up about 3-4 yards. And it's going to be 3rd and 4 here with 3 minutes to go in the game.
And a timeout for Columbus to stop the clock with 3:04 to go. It'll be 3rd and 4 from midfield for Kearney High when we come back.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
So the Bearcats right now a 10-point lead. They lead it 17-7, 3:01 to go here in the fourth quarter. And right now if Kearney High can get a first down, that certainly would take the wind out of their sails.
Yeah, that would, the Discoverer's sails.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Shotgun formation. Fish, kind of a bit of a long count here, kind of a hard count. And he's going to take the snap, roll to his left, steps up, throws, pass is caught by Shields. And Shields is just basically going to kneel down with the ball at about the 44-yard line. They go from the 46 to the 44, a 10-yard completion, and it will be 1st and 10 for Kearney High. And the Bearcats are going to milk that clock just a little bit more.
Yep, just a nice little in route by Shields, and rolled Taylor Fish out to the left and passed right through there, and nice catch by Shields again, and 1st down for Kearney High, and be able to work on this clock.
And again, they may play that safe passing game, but chances are we're going to be handing the ball, I would assume, to Zach Maloli, who's in the shotgun formation with quarterback Taylor Fish, who's played very well tonight. Fish will take the snap, hand it off right up the middle. Line surge, still pushing forward, chugging forward, down to about the 40-yard line. Gain of about 4. And Columbus has one timeout left, and they do not use it here.
Yep,
somewhat surprised.
Just a nice line push there by Kearney High, and Zach taking it straight ahead. They're working on the clock as much as possible right now. Kearney High is leading 17-7 with under 2 minutes to go now.
Ravenna 28, Donovan Trumbull nothing. That is a final on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Shotgun formation. Handoff to Maloli. Maloli bounces to the outside, breaks one tackle, and is pulled down at about the 25. Good little seam play there. Caught Columbus a little bit off guard. And a good call leads to a nice first down here for the Cats with a minute 39 to go. And Kearney High awfully close to the point where they can just kneel on the football.
Yep, and, they've been going right up the middle. Now they just kind of hit a little bit of counter on the outside with Zach. And, he ends up picking up good yardage. And like you said, it's, awful close. Minute 28 to go in the game. And it's pretty close to being kneel down time.
Again, Ravenna 28, Donovan Trumbull nothing. That is the final on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9. And the Platte River Preps scoreboard show coming up in just a little bit on our sister station. And now Fish will take the snap out of the shotgun and kneel on it to get the clock moving here. Grand Island Senior High leads Norfolk 24-21 at the end of the third. Skyler 50, Hastings 15. That is a final. Loomis 72, Harvard 6. And Shelton 36 and North Nebraska Christian 12, as that game is also late. 42 seconds to go, 40 seconds to go. Unless they call timeout, this will be the last snap of the game. 5 second counts going on. Fish is under center. He's going to snap and kneel, and the Cats are going to turn to 1-0. Columbus is taking off the headsets, and that's going to do it here for the ball game. Nice effort here for Kearney High. It's probably about right on the scoreboard. They dominated probably 2-1 against Columbus here in the game, and they win it now 17-7. There's actually still about 8 seconds left to go in the game, but both sidelines are meeting toward the middle for the handshakes.
Yep.
And that'll do it. Your final score, Kearney High 17, Columbus 7. And we'll be back with the Misco Sports Post Game Show when we come back right after this timeout.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
And welcome back here to Foster Field as Kearney High 1-0 on the very young season with a 17-7 win over Columbus. And certainly if you're going to grade this, you certainly would have to say that Kearney High gets a passing grade today. We've been talking a lot about how that offensive line is going to look. Not bad.
Not bad.
I don't necessarily say that this is probably the most dominant offensive line that Kearney High has put out there, but they did a lot of really nice things.
Yeah, they did. You know, especially in the passing game, you know, their pass blocking was very well, you know, played out tonight, and they were able to do a lot of things on the passing game. That, you know, we didn't really know if that was going to be exactly what they were going to do. You know, you got a weapon in Tyler Shields out there, and they used that as much as possible, throwing him the ball a lot. And then Taylor Fish started mixing it up a little bit, and then they got a little bit of line surges on some plays. You know, the Schreiner kid ran the ball extremely well. The second half got some good, you know, yardage down there, you know, when they got the ball the second time in the second half there. And, you know, he did a real good job of running the football. But I was impressed. You know, Taylor's Fish threw the football extremely well tonight, you know, and a lot of good passes, you know, that were, you know, where they needed to be.
Yeah, there was really only about two passes all night that weren't really pretty much perfect. I mean, and whenever there was an incompletion, they were incomplete where they should be incomplete. The ball was thrown low. The ball was thrown in a safe area. And I thought Fish played very, very well. I see a lot of promising things out there. And quite frankly, you take a look at Kearney High's schedule, you can really anticipate that this team's going to do pretty well. They're going to have a pretty good record if they continue to improve, which they will, because they've won the best coaching staffs in the state. If they continue to improve as we think they might, this could be a pretty good year.
I think so too, Randy. You know, and you know, their passing looked real well, you know, tonight. I was very impressed with Taylor Fish and the way he threw the football tonight. You know, like you said, when he did miss on pass patterns and stuff, and it wasn't a situation where Columbus even had a chance to intercept the ball or anything like that. So, you know, he's a smart quarterback. There's a couple times there was some bad snaps or some high snaps or something like that, or he bobbled the ball. He didn't try to make, you know, something spectacular. He just picked it up and picked up what he could and did some things there. So he did a very good job tonight. I was very impressed with Taylor Fish tonight, you know, and the way he handled the team and did a good job of orchestrating the football team tonight.
And we had a couple of turnovers. A couple of times the ball got tackled, and Kearney turned the ball over a couple of times. One of them, they were driving. They lost the ball. Columbus gets a good 58-yard run, and then the touchdown right after that, their only drive of the night. They got 7 points off the turnover, but they had to go a long ways to make that happen. And then they forced the turnover in the second half, and that really is where the worm turned just a little bit. When they got that field goal and took the lead, and then they had that next drive and scored the touchdown, it, really from that point on, Kearney, I don't want to say became vanilla, but they also wanted to make sure they didn't make the mistakes, and they didn't have to. They played a nice, cautious game, ran the ball probably a little bit more than I thought they would, but it made sense at the time because they wanted to milk the clock.
Yep, exactly.
And they were successful enough at it that on their last drive, they moved the ball pretty well.
Yeah, they did.
They just basically ran out of time.
You know, they got down to the 20-yard line, you know, there, and they just basically start dealing on the ball, but moved the football, you know, with the run and the pass on that last drive. And like you said, a couple of turnovers here and there, but, you know, pretty well played game for Kearney High tonight.
And I hope that there's going to be some confidence that comes out of that.
Yeah.
That, you know, again, when they knew that the ball, that this game was going to, everybody knew that they were going to run the football.
Mm-hmm.
And yet that offensive line was able to do it. So a great game tonight here for Kearney High as they come on and pick up a 17-7 win against Columbus. Remember, they were only 4-5 a year ago. Very young team. Most of these guys on the offensive defensive line weren't even in the top two in the depth chart last year. So this is a big win for the Bearcats, and we'd like to say welcome to all of our listeners that are listening on KKPR as well at 98.9 as Kearney High picks up a 17-7 win over Columbus, and the Bearcats 1-0 on the young season. And much as anything, I think this was probably Taylor Fish's, I don't want to say coming out party because he had two big wins last year, but this year he is the guy. And I have him unofficially 11 of 20 in the air, 197 yards in the air. Not only were there no interceptions, there was nothing close to being an interception.
Yeah, you're exactly right. When he had to, he threw the ball away. When he had a couple passes that were even kind of dropped and stuff. You know, Columbus made a couple good plays on a couple of them. But, you know, he threw the ball extremely well and did a good job of managing the football game for Kearney High tonight.
And so the Bearcats 1-0 on the young season. Columbus falls to 0-1. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at some of the numbers for both the two teams as the Bearcats pick up the win. We'll do that when we continue the Misco Sports post-game show. Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on now at Misco's in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's will be better equipped for all the games you play. We'll take a break. Look at the numbers right after this.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. Misco's carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back here to Foster Field. Kearney High 1-0, thanks to a 17-7 win over Columbus. Let's recap the scoring for you. Began on Kearney High's very first drive. They drove 80 yards. Taylor Fish hit Tyler Shields on a 24-yard pass. 70 of the 80 yards came from Fish to Shields, and the 24-yard touchdown pass made it 7-0 Kearney High. Then Jared Leshen, that goes back to the wrong team. Dylan Leshen, they're cousins, by the way. Dylan Leshen, 8-yard run after a Kearney High turnover in the second quarter. After the turnover, Jake Eck ran 58 yards and then goes pulled down at the 8-yard line. Dylan Lushen had the last 8 yards. The extra point was good. We were tied at 7-7 with 3:45 to go before halftime. After the break, the Bearcats forced a turnover on Columbus's first possession, and then Spencer Lindsay was able to cash that in for points with a 48-yard field goal that would have been good from about 10 more yards as he made it 10-7. And then the very next time that Kearney High had their hands on the ball, they drove right down the field, and again, it was Taylor Fish connecting with Tyler Shields, again from 7 yards out this time. That made it 17-7. That was the final. The Bearcats did run the ball and play keep away with the ball very effectively in that fourth quarter, hit some big passes, and they were able to milk the clock. In fact, we're driving late in the game. Probably could have got more points if they would have needed it, but they ran out the clock, and the Bearcats are now 1-0 thanks to their 17-7 win over Columbus. For the Bearcats, their numbers rushing look like this. Leading rusher was Zach Maloli. He carried the ball 12 times for 38 yards unofficially. Derek Schreiner had a nice game relieving him. He finished with 29 yards on only 4 carries. Taylor Fish carried the ball 9 times for 19 yards, and Spencer Lindsay 1 carry for 9 yards total for Kearney High, 95 yards on the ground. In the air, Taylor Fish was unofficially 11 of 20 in the air for 107 yards. 106 of those yards went to Tyler Shields, as Shields had 7 catches, including 2 touchdowns here in the ballgame. So for Kearney High, Fish 11 of 20 unofficially, and he finished with 197 yards. Total that up, Kearney High 292 total yards in the game, near 300 yards. That's usually, any way you slice it, you get around 300 yards. That's pretty good offensive production in high school football.
Yes, it is. You know, that, you know, like you said, Randy, they did a very good job of getting going in the air and then kind of coming back with a little bit of running and stuff, you know, but almost 300 yards of total offense and looked very well moving the football up and down the field. Had a couple turnovers, but, you know, did a good job of moving football tonight.
Only one time tonight did Columbus running back Dylan Lushen run for more than 10 yards in any given play. Did not have really any big plays. He had one 10-yard rush. He carried the ball 23 times for 79 yards. Jake Eck carried the ball. Remember, he had a 58-yard run. He carried the ball 4 times for 64 yards. And Rendon carried the ball twice for a negative 7 yards. So they had 136 yards. Columbus had 136 yards on the ground. And Eck was I didn't double check my numbers here. He was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. He was 10 of 22 in the air for 71 yards. So right at 207 yards for Columbus. And remember, 58 of those came on one play. So really the offense not very consistent tonight for Columbus, who now fall to 0-1, and the Bearcats now 1-0 on the season. They'll be back home next Friday night taking on Lincoln East. That game will begin at 7 o'clock right here at Foster Field. And again, if you're Kearney High, you take a look at your schedule. You know, Lincoln East isn't going to probably make you you're going to lose a whole lot of sleep there. You guys show up and you got to play, certainly. But I think they can take a look at what they did tonight and feel pretty good about themselves.
I do too. I was very impressed with the way they managed and moved the football. The quarterback was doing a very good job, Taylor Fish. He threw the ball extremely well and managed the team very well.
Well, they always say, you know, you make your most improvement from game one to game two. And so if this offensive line continues to grow and develop, I think you, because again, they ran the ball fairly well in that fourth quarter when everybody here at Foster Field knew they were going to run the football.
Yep.
And they were able to do it. So I think Kearney High has a lot of positive things that they can build on. And, again, with their schedule, you have to think this is a team that can make it into the Class A football playoffs.
Yeah, I think so, too, Randy. You know, keep improving and do some things down there. You know, their line is, you know, just a little inconsistent, but they did a pretty good job tonight. I was pretty impressed, especially defensively, how their line kind of held, Columbus's line in check, and then their linebackers were able to make the play.
Well, again, our final score is 17-7, Kearney High over Columbus. And here in just a few moments on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM will be the Platte River Preps Scoreboard Show with Josh Gelvin. Once again, our final score, it was Kearney High 17, Columbus 7. Bearcats will be home next Friday night to take on Lincoln East. That game also will be at 7 o'clock. He's Don Lease. I'm Randy Bushcutter. For our engineer, Grant, back in the studios, thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM and ESPNSuperstation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com.